feel like a dog. Can't find my other boot. Tuesday they done cut my power off. This week, oh Lord, I'm only halfway through. I didn't Wednesday, Thursday slow, but steady by Friday night. Hot damn, I'm ready for the weekend.
Ready for the weekend.
Gonna holler like a dog. I'm ready for the weekend. I'm gonna cook me a big old hog. Gonna turn this double wide trailer into my personal party lodge. Gonna get drunk and get naked and jump off the garage. I'm ready for the weekend. Pig out of here!
Somebody do it! Come
here,
damn it!
Hey! Get that pig out of here, damn it! I'm gonna turn this double white trailer into my personal party barge. Gonna get drunk and get naked and jump off the garage. I'm ready for the weekend! Get drunk, get loud, ready for the weekend! I'm gonna make my neighbors proud. I'm ready for the weekend!
You're someone's gonna get offended. It's just the way the world works. So to hopefully save everyone a little time and or energy, here's this. The opinions that you hear are those of the host and callers, and not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers.
The Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning.
You wanted the best, you've got the best host talk show in the morning anywhere in the country. It's the Monsters Morning Drill Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio, a free application for your phone where you can listen to us anywhere in the world. This entire radio station you can hear if you've got iHeartRadio. It's very cool. You just type in WTKS Orlando or Real Radio, and bam, you'll have our station. It's really awesome. And then if you want to just hear Monsters, we have our own podcast channel there. Just go to the podcast section, type in Monsters in the Morning, bam, it pops up. And you can hear past shows.
Bam.
It's very cool. And also, iHeartRadio wants to give you $1,000 a day. This is one of your, well, you got today, you got Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I believe, to win that $1,000. So 16 chances today to win $1,000. And I'll be reminding you that all day long because I want to see some more winners come from the Monsters and from Real Radio. So good luck to you for winning that. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program. And with everybody today, we're going to do this until 11. Here's the GOAT-rupping champion of Palatka, Florida, the Big Bamboo Dirty Jim.
Hello.
Our producer is the Angel of Boom, Angel Rivera.
Cool, logo.
Man to my right, Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro.
To the top, never stop, baby.
And Savannah, Instagram model.
Are you guys enjoying watching me destroy everything that's in front of me?
In the cutest little dress.
The telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1041. You can text us. That's the best way to get hold of us on this beautiful Friday. Text us at 77031. During the breaks, we'll text you back. Even sometimes during the show, we'll text you back. We'll read your text on the air. That's one way to get hold of us. Also, I've been getting more emails from folks who have advice, or they need us to give them advice. Russ@WTKS.com. You could do it. Well, if you're at work and you think about it, before the end of the show, we might answer your email live, you know, here on the air. It's a beautiful Friday. Man, I made the mistake last night of going to sleep. And when I went to sleep, I left the door open because it was so nice outside. Before, you know, before I went to bed early. And man, about 2-3 o'clock in the morning, woo, I
eat cold.
And it was one of the things where I was like, I don't want to get up because it's so cold, but I'm cold. So I don't like, so I laid there for about 20 minutes arguing with myself before I finally got up to close it. But man, it got nice and chilly last night.
Oh, yeah, it was nice. Nice out this morning.
Was it close to the 40s? Is it like 52 or something like that?
Oh, I don't know. I think
the low was 57.
Oh, okay.
It,
yeah.
It was colder on the coast. I mean, when I left the card room last night, I remember it was like, it was pretty darn chilly.
Hey, how'd that go last night? You were in Daytona Beach and played with Chris Moneymaker. Well, that was the best time he'd ever been on the phone, by the way, because it was a good interview because the landline helped a lot, and then he was very funny. But how was it last night?
Yeah, it was good. We did I think 11 or 12 tables last night. I did not last long last night. It was one of the
that's what she said.
Well, Other than I didn't do it twice. Yeah, man. Went over the cash game, played. It's fun. I mean, the room was had a weird buzz. A lot of fun last night. Happens during the holidays for some reason. Even crabby old poker players even enjoyed the
season.
Oh, they're
out there with Christmas money.
Yeah, I'm spending my kids Christmas money. Yeah.
It's funny.
Like a bastard.
It's funny you say that because that was an observation I made yesterday as well, going out to different stores and everything. It does seem like everybody's in a really good mood because, you know, next week is Thanksgiving and the holidays are...
And we're not 105 degrees sweating our asses off.
Yeah, you're probably right.
To me, when I walk outside and I'm not sweating, I'm like, woo!
That's the key. That's the thing. When Floridians, man, when we eat that little crisp air, we'd lose our damn mind.
You know, you're right. I thought it might have been the holidays, but it might just be the weather.
Yeah.
You know, because we're excited about it being cooler.
I definitely think it's the weather.
This is how you prove it. Watch this weekend, right? If you're downtown this weekend, every chick is going to break out their winter gear.
So dude, I have my winter coat right here, right now.
They're wearing their boots. Yeah. They're wearing their faux scarves.
Yeah.
They're wearing their knee-length jackets.
Their
mock turtlenecks. All of that. They're rocking that this weekend.
Listen to this.
What?
This morning, it's a payday Friday morning, right?
Oh, that's
right.
And
you know I love to give you guys a hooker report.
Oh.
Well, let me just tell you about this girl.
Oh,
and
yeah,
how
you're right.
She was on point this morning.
Hooking on the 15th and 16th, a little different than hooking on the 23rd,
absolutely,
isn't it?
And she had on like a white what would be like a one-piece bathing suit,
right?
All up in her butt, right?
Oh, it had to be cold.
Her hair was exactly like mine.
Nice.
Exactly long. She was an African-American lady.
Mm-hmm.
Her thighs were gigantic,
yeah.
And then it had like this sheath over it. I had to take a picture. I didn't know if she was gonna run to my car and kick my ass or not.
Let me see.
But let me just tell you, that girl was on it.
Well, and here's the other thing.
Applause to her, man.
Just for you, Savannah, because you travel that road a lot. It's classic weekend.
Yeah.
They're gonna be extra special for you.
There was a big rap concert down that area with a lot of rap stars were at right down on the OBT, and yeah. Oh yeah, she's got her she got boots on though.
If she wouldn't have been not my same color, I would have thought it was me walking across the street. Like when I saw the back of her, I was like, whoa, what?
That looks familiar.
Did I fix my hair this morning?
I look good.
And I know why Angel's in a good mood. Yeah, dang, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Steeler Nation.
And they're...
this is one of the funniest things. And this
8-2, right?
Yeah. This is the beauty of our radio show, of the station and everything. So everyone's very well aware that I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Yeah.
And so because of the nature of the game, so I watch up until about halftime and everything's going away and I feel comfortable about it, but I go to bed. The way that I know that they've won, no tweets, no texts,
yep.
no nothing, right?
To rub it in your nose.
Yeah, because as soon as Pittsburgh is playing bad or losing,
yeah.
My Twitter gets blown up, instant messages like, ah, ha, ha. So instantly, I woke up this morning, looked at the phone, and I was like, we won.
Yeah.
And it's a Thursday night game. Usually, the Thursday night game, I've been hearing reports where usually it's not such a great game, but that's a pretty big bill, right?
Yeah, that was a good game for them. Titans, it's funny to realize this, and it hit home yesterday, how the Titans are basically the Steelers' little brother. There's so many former Pittsburgh Steeler coaches that are over there with the Tennessee Titans now.
Yeah.
That was neat to see. And then another thing they did with last night's game, and I don't know if they'll ever do it with a regular broadcast, but they did the whole game using the what's that called, Jimmy? The from the overhead view?
Oh yeah, I don't know. There's a
damn it, I just forgot the bird's eye view. Thanks, Carlos. Yeah. So they did
a camera that was actually developed by the XFL and then the NFL purchased it.
Right. And so they used for the whole game during the gameplay, they used that shot.
Wow.
And what the most interesting part about that was like when they did the downfield shot, you actually saw what receivers and defensive backs see. Like, normally you don't get to see that during a regular game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless they do like a slow motion kind of thing.
So that was a video game.
Yeah. It had a very Madden-esque look to it.
Yeah. Was it in Tennessee?
No, it was in Pittsburgh.
I will tell you, when I was in Tennessee, surprising, not really surprising, I guess, but man, a lot of Tennessee Titan fans.
Because
I was right there where the stadium is, and I'm looking at Nashville, and it's smaller than Orlando. I'm like, how is it they support an NFL team and Orlando?
Well, they're not a I guess traditionally they're not a transient city. You know, you live there, you live there.
And think about it this way: we already are saturated with football teams.
Yeah.
You know, so they're not just going to break one off and give one three. To Orlando.
You know what? You know what I'm going to do? We have the mayor, Buddy Dyer, coming in today. I'm going to ask him about that. That's a good question. Ask the mayor. Now, the mayor's coming in to talk to us about a lot of Puerto Rican folks are coming to Central Florida and some of the things that they want to do to help out that community, which is great. But we can, you know, talk to him about anything we want. I think that's a pretty good question to ask the mayor. And also to give him a big congratulations on those WrestleMania numbers, man. That's amazing. $135 million came in to Orlando because of WrestleMania.
That'll keep you mayor.
Yeah.
Dang.
If you want to keep on mayoring, that's a good way to do it.
Get a couple more gigs like that.
Build awesome buildings that bring great artists to your city and give it some culture, and then...
For the most part, people like to pick on politicians and to goof on them and stuff. But I think Mayor Buddy Dyer, I don't hear many people saying a negative word about him.
He kind of looks like he could kick your ass. I mean, let's be honest. He works out. Like, he's fit. He kind of looks like he might fight you.
See, to me, he's always got a smile on, you know?
I don't think it's mean.
Yeah, I don't think nothing about him.
I just think that perhaps, like, given a situation, he might behave that way.
Yeah. I think he definitely handled everything great with...
Like, skinny politicians are easy to yell at.
You think?
I think so. It's really simple.
Okay.
I know every time I met him, he's done pretty much all business.
Yeah.
He's buttoned up like a politician. Yeah. I mean, he's all business. And, yeah. You know, I respect that. The guy just pretty much moves toward the goal, and that's how he's rolled pretty much the entire time.
Everything that's happened with Pulse Nightclub, I think he handled that absolutely perfect. And
number of things in his during his, is it mayorship?
Yeah.
Is that it? During his tenure as mayor?
We call it your run.
Yeah, your run.
Your run.
He had a pretty good run. I mean, he's
pretty good run.
Pretty good accomplishments. I mean, he makes that list of stuff he's done. It's going to be pretty good to look at.
All right, listen.
I think he could be a senator if he wanted, probably even governor if he actually tried.
If you want to text us, you can text us at 77031. That's 77031. That's powered by David Moss Toyota. We will text you back sometimes and get at you. And sometimes we'll read them on the air. And then what else was I going to tell you about? Something else. We got a comedian John Morgan coming in today from the Improv.
The Raging Cajun?
The Raging Cajun. I always got to make sure I say the comedian John Morgan so you don't think it's the attorney John Morgan. We've got the ones and twos today. We got Savannah. We also have a YouTube star coming in.
Yes,
a guy that has got like over a million views on YouTube.
No, he had over probably 2 million subscribers on his last channel. He just started a new channel, which is like a trend, like people starting new channels with new names and stuff. And he's a really big YouTuber, really big social media sort of guru, but also snake handler, alligator handler.
Cool.
And we've been friends for a long time, so it'll be good to pick his brain about stuff because that's kind of what I've been doing, job shadowing him.
Right, Brian Barczyk, right?
Brian Barczyk, yeah.
Cool, and then we got Beer of the Week a little bit later on, so a bunch of stuff out. And the Mayor Buddy Dyer will be at 9 o'clock. So to the top, it's going to be a big day, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Mantra of the Morning. Hey, if you're looking for something to do tomorrow, you got Taste of Orlando. The weather's going to be beautiful. It's out of Waterford Lakes. All kinds of great food, stuff for kids to do. Carlos is going to be there from 2 until 4. Angel's going to be there from 11 till 4. All kinds of great shopping.
I got bad representation. I'm just saying.
What is that? Right. You got the all-day gig. Yeah, it's going to be great, though. It's going to be tomorrow.
It's going to be a good time. We're going to have a blast out there.
And then tomorrow night, I'm going to be at Concourse Live. This is out at the Sanford Airport. And this is going to be great, man. Like a bunch of big, big boats, a bunch of big planes, a bunch of great cars, and bands playing. And it's going to be really cool. So if you want to get tickets for that, just go to monsters.fm or
radio.fireworks.
Fireworks at the end of the night. And the Redcoats are performing live. And if you go to realradio.fm or monsters.fm, you put in the keyword cigars, and you're going to be able to get, it'll get you on there. And the promo code is IH, which is for I Heart.
Yeah, and that gets you a courtesy cigar from us. So.
Get a free cigar,
We're all hooking you up.
So come find me tomorrow, and we'll all walk around together and check out the planes and the boats and all that kind of stuff. Sounds like a lot of fun. So can you guys even, every day now, there's just, the list is getting longer and longer of people being accused of sexual harassment. I came in this morning, there was three more.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you even, off the top of your head, place the people?
I mean, I could probably start naming a bunch of them, but I mean, the list is going to get, ridiculous. I mean, obviously there's Louis C.K., there's Bill Cosby, there's a new one out yesterday.
Yesterday it was
Al Franken.
Yeah. Now, the Al Franken one, it comes along with video and with photos. So,
are you serious?
Oh, yeah. His, he's basically, there's a...
a female.
It was a USO tour they were
USO
doing.
USO tour, and yeah. She's asleep, and he's acting like he's going to grab her boobs, and he's like smiling into the picture.
it's supposed to be a funny picture.
It's supposed to be
stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. It is funny.
I saw the picture and I thought it was something Franken would do. And Franken's statement was basically, hey. You know, I don't remember this way. I do apologize. I mean, obviously there's a photographic evidence that something like that went down or something that looked like that, but I don't remember it like that at all. And I mean, they were talking about it on the file yesterday, and I agree with Jack 100%. I was like, come on, man. He's a comic who was on Saturday Night Live. He wrote there at the highest level. He's a brilliant guy. I don't agree. You know, he's just a broken guy. But here's the thing: Al Franken. He was obviously joking, looking back at the camera, mugging. It was a joke.
Yeah, in this atmosphere, though, even a joke like that, people go, "Oh, it looks terrible."
The problem is, there's a photo of it. That's really the issue.
And there's a photo, and there's a woman that he worked with who has her own radio show in California, and she's used to be a model, and she worked with him, and she said he said a bunch of inappropriate things, and now she's stepping out.
Oh my goodness!
Dude, did you see the Stallone
one? Ratings?
Now Stallone.
The Stallone one, if it's even remotely true, is terrifying.
What did he do?
Tell me about the Sylvester Stallone one.
So this is when he was in Vegas and he's shooting over the top. He gets introduced. He gets introduced to a girl by one of the guys working with him.
Yeah,
and the girl tells him that she's 16 on going on 17, but she's really 14. Mm. Hotel security had to track her down after the fact, but he basically forced her to have a threesome with one of his bodyguards.
Oh really?
Yeah, and again, this is one of those things where there's documentation of this transgression, and it's being held by the security of said hotel. They have a report. There was never a police report. And the girl even kind of said, "Look, had it just been he and I probably wouldn't have said anything." But he brought in his security guy into it and made it a threesome, and that's where she felt degraded.
And that's the part she didn't like.
So the part she said was, "I don't mind if you rape me, but can we just do it alone and not have this guy involved."
She was 14.
She was 14.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
She's 14.
14
no
years old.
No way.
Yeah, that's a bad one. Well, and then
no way.
I actually ignored this the other day because I don't want to be like every time a kiss thing comes up, I always read it in the news. But now it's actually making more news, and that is Gene Simmons has been banned from Fox News. He had an appearance on the other day, and this one doesn't surprise me at all. He's been disrespectful. Matter of fact, we went to the Kiss concert, and wasn't he disrespectful to you, Savannah?
Well, he just showcased the old.
Well, what did he do?
Showed me his BA.
Right.
What?
Yeah, he pulled it to the side, showcased the old
his BA. Yeah.
How do you?
Because you got holes in your stretch pants.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even.
He pulled it to the side.
Yeah, no.
That's his opener.
Yeah, yeah. But he went into Fox News, and he was just, he was telling him basically, go ahead and sue me, ladies. Show me your boobs. And he was like flashing them and being disrespectful.
Wow.
And
so instead of saying my name, I think I'll just say this.
At Fox News, they have his photo up, and it's like, security risk. Security notice. Do not let Gene Simmons in any longer. A lot of the women there were very offended by the way he was acting. That doesn't surprise me at all. I've been with him when he's been a complete, I'm going to say, the rudest person I've ever, yes, that's a fact. The rudest person I've ever seen was Gene Simmons at this event that we did. So rude and disrespectful to everyone around it. Everyone was afraid to say anything because he was Gene Simmons. And then I've seen him and I've been with him, and he's been one of the nicest guys you ever met. On both sides. But as far as being disrespectful to women, that one doesn't surprise me a bit. Wow. And I don't think anyone's going to be surprised, right?
No, he's a douchebag.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
At the highest level. I mean, he's a douchebag.
I love the band. I like the music. Yeah. That doesn't mean I like the guy. That guy I don't really care for.
He's not a pleasant person.
Yeah.
He's not. And the thing is, it has nothing to do with being a rock star, because his compadre there is like one of the sweetest dudes ever, right? Real compassionate, nice guy, very talented, graceful, and grateful on that matter. And Gene Simmons is none of that.
Yeah, and
he's a raging douchebag.
He went into Fox News, and they're saying that he got up to do the weather with somebody. And
did he show them the BH?
I guess.
Looks like it's sunny outside, except for this one spot.
I'm still trying to figure out, how does that...
I'll show you in the break.
All right.
Don't show him in the break.
You don't want to think about it too much. It'll hurt you. I'll show you in the break.
That's... If you think about the concept of that... I mean, let's just stop for a second and think about that. Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
A grown-ass man.
right.
With a family.
Yeah.
To our friend here.
Yeah.
Voluntarily and without request, pulled the bottom of his pants aside to to show her where he defecates from.
And by the way, it was in the middle of a song because Ace Frehley was doing a guitar solo, so then they asked her to come backstage during the guitar solo. During the guitar solo, he bends over and shows, and I guess that was supposed to make you go, oh, wow, thank you.
I left. Right. I was like, right,
now, to his
whoa,
credit, to his
now,
credit.
Now I know what's going on.
To his credit, never missed a note.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was
and
like a move.
And there were girls on the way in as I was leaving, and they were like, you can't leave. I was like, yes, I can.
Yeah.
Yep.
People want to know what BH is. Anybody?
Oh, you guys can figure out BH. Yeah. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Figure it out. Think about it.
Yeah, they said at Fox News, he was yelling down the hall. He was shouting, "Chicks, hey, chicks, go ahead and sue me." And then he pulled open his red velvet shirt and was showing his chest and his belly.
That's great.
According to sources, he said he started telling Michael Jackson pedophile jokes.
Hell yes.
That's a rock star.
He bopped two employees on the head with his new book and trying to demean them.
That's great.
It said here that people were really, really shocked. They didn't know what to do. And then the other sources say it was very severe. As soon as he left, people went to human resources. I guess a guy named Kevin Lord and said this guy was out of control.
Hey,
we went and banned from the building.
Hey, the guy from Planet of the Apes just hit me on the face with his book.
It's funny. You know, I mean, I guess there's certain people, though, that you kind of know they're going to be that way.
Yeah. It's how, you know, it's kind of how he's created that aura that he has around him, which is lonely.
So people aren't going to be shocked that Gene Simmons does that.
Hell no.
When you tell me a story about Sylvester Stallone, it not only shocks me, but I don't want to believe it.
Yeah.
Understood.
You know?
Yeah, and I'm not going to believe anything up front. Like, there's so many allegations being thrown out now. I saw those allegations earlier today. You click on it, and then you see the replies, and the replies are insane. It's like, I was a fan of his for over 27 years, and I now hate him. Yeah. And it's like, guys, you got to ease off, like, because of one allegation. Okay, take some time to investigate it. See what's going on. You can't just jump on the bandwagon of people that have given you art or taking care of your city or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's way too fast to jump on things.
Would you say that about any person? Because whether you like the person or not, does that make a difference? So, because I know, like, Al Franken, he's a Democrat. You like him. He's very liberal. So you're a little more understanding. If it were someone who was on the other side.
Give me an example.
Like Donald Trump. If it was, you know, politician.
He has 22 allegations against him. This is Sylvester Stallone. Has one that just came out. I mean, it's not about the allegations in general. It's about how quickly people are guilty as charged.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. That's not going to slow down.
Yeah, I'll tell you, with me, though, the Al Franken one, I question. I'll tell you why. Because the woman is a radio person, and she's getting all kinds of radio attention right now. And she said she was watching some stuff on TV.
Did you hear what I asked when you said that? I said, how are her ratings
exactly?
I hate to say that, but I mean, this business kind of is kind of a crock pot for people like that,
and,
you know.
And I don't care about the left or right thing, what's right or wrong, because if somebody on the left that I really love does something wrong, I'll gone. And I've met Al Franken, and he was a douche to me, so I could care less about Al Franken.
Oh, that's right.
No, he's a douchebag too, though. Yeah. I mean, everybody is a condescending douchebag.
That's true. Yeah,
who
thinks
he's smarter than everybody? I mean, I think it's pretty much commonplace that people are like that.
Oh yeah. The only guy to ever correct me when I walked up to him and said, hey, and trying to crack a joke with him, looks like I'm the only, what's your name? Carlos. And I said, yeah, I think I'm the only Spanish guy here. And he goes, don't you mean Hispanic?
He straightened you out, didn't he?
Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah.
And you were really young then.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. I love it.
Early 20s, the only guy.
Thanks for clearing up my nationality, Al.
Yeah.
Thanks, Minnesotan.
I will say that it's only human nature, maybe it's just me or whatever, but whether I like the person or not, it's whether I believe most of it or not, you know? Like the Sylvester Stallone thing, I don't want to believe it, so I believe it less. Now, it could be totally wrong, just like I'm sure a lot of people felt with Bill Cosby at first, you know? You didn't want to believe it, you're like, oh, come on, that's Bill Cosby.
See, but here's the thing, and I agree
Gene Simmons, I believe it 100%.
With Carlos, I understand what you're saying, do your research, in fact, right? So with the thing with Stallone, there's a third party that has no vested interest in this who has the report.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's really hard to go from there. Yeah. Stallone's already come out and said that didn't happen.
Categorically denied it. Yeah,
he's denying it. Yeah. You've got a casino that has no vested interest from security personnel who are not stand nothing to gain, who have this report that they filed, and the girl who signed it off and said she wasn't going to file a police report.
Yeah. 30 years ago, too, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the other thing that's getting real interesting about these allegations that are coming out now. Mm. And by the way, it doesn't take away any bite from the allegation for me. It just lets me know that we got to put somebody on, like, you got to start watching them and start kind of paying attention to the past. Is there a pattern of behavior here?
Sure.
And this person's willing to come out and say it. I mean, I'm with Carlos as well. I mean, you have to be very, very careful with this, because we've seen this happen before with sports teams where people go in and go, oh, yeah, the whole polo team raped me or whatever.
And then it turns out to be fake.
I mean, you have to be very, very careful. These are people's livelihoods. The internet is the sharpest knife.
But it's not going to slow down. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
But what we're saying is you can pay attention to the toothpaste when it's out.
Right. You're asking us as citizens, right, to take the time to research this stuff.
Yeah.
We just went through an election process that we didn't do that.
Right.
We've just been bombarded. I mean, it's categorically documented that we are under attack every day from Russia and their hackers. And you want me to take time to verify every one of these? I'm not verifying everything else.
We just talked for 15 minutes about Sylvester Stallone doing something, and it wasn't until the last 3 minutes of this conversation that you guys told us that he denied it emphatically and said it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Right? So there's more to every story. How long does it take to get there now?
Yeah, right here,
as opposed to what you want to read, which is a headline.
Sylvester Stallone said categorically denies it and says it's all false. False report. And
exactly. That's what you want to hear.
Now, here's something else, too, that's interesting. You know, you hear a lot of women, and I was under the impression that every single woman in Hollywood was saying, me too, me too. One of the most famous and probably considered one of the most beautiful women in Hollywood, Julia Roberts, has come out and said, look, I don't know what was wrong with me, but this never happened to me.
Yeah.
Julia Roberts is saying,
of that mouth.
Julia Roberts says she has never dealt with sexual harassment in Hollywood. She feels bad for anyone that has, but she said, I don't know why I was spared, but she says, in my entire career, I have never been made to feel that way.
She's America's sweetheart.
Why do you think that is?
I mean, she has to be careful saying that. Her whole movie career is based on her being a hooker in a movie that she was attractive in.
Well, that was one.
It blew her up.
But that doesn't mean she was treated with sexual harassment.
Well,
played a role.
She played a prostitute. I mean, I would say, like, if there's a difference between, like, a rom-com where you're not using sex.
But how you treat it in real life and what you portray in a movie is totally different.
She was also in Notting Hill, and her husband was Alec Baldwin, who was a dick.
Right, right. Yeah.
She wasn't. I mean, I know she's pretty. Don't get me wrong, but she's not. If I'm a producer, she's not the girl I'm going after.
No. She's gangly and doesn't seem sexual in the least.
Guys, a lot of the women that have come out and said me too are not the most attractive women in the world.
But a lot of them are super hot, but in a different way. Like if you're a predator, you're not going for like Miss America. If you're a predator, you're going from the girl from Minnesota who's like third from being Miss America that you think, I bet I can do that.
Yeah, you're thinking of the one you can dominate, really. Yeah. It's the reason they groom. And that is the process, is finding out what you can get away with and then preparing them for that almost without them knowing it. Part of that grooming is finding somebody that you think you can intimidate. Right.
I guess
that's the most important trait of anybody
who's
going to
keep their mouth shut.
I guess I only bring it up, though, because it has seemed that in the news they have kind of portrayed that every single woman in Hollywood has said, me too, I had to deal with it, me too. Reese Witherspoon, like all these other different...
Look at Brett Ratner's list of victims.
Yeah, there's a lot of famous people, and it's odd for Julia Roberts to come out and say, look, she's like, I don't know why I was spared, but I was. Was it important for her to do that? To say, look, it's not everybody?
Who asked her?
Let me see here. Where's this report from?
If you're a star, you're being asked.
Today?
Her people?
Yeah.
I mean, we asked Steve-O about it last week. I mean, Steve-O, just because he has a connection to Hollywood, we asked him about it.
It was Matt Lauer asked Julie Roberts.
Why is she in front of Matt Lauer?
Because she has probably a new movie to promote, and it would be great if she put out something controversial right now to drive people to the theater. That's why.
She does have a new movie out. She does a new movie's coming out, but do you think she? I don't think she's that calculated.
Just call me Google. She's not. Her people are.
It's business.
It's all a game.
Yeah, but I mean, she was powerful enough to kind of quit the game and come back when she wanted to. I mean, she's a legend in Hollywood now. She's like one of those women that will just kind of fade away in a robe on the staircase.
She's
got
a new movie with Owen Wilson where the little kid has had a facial. I think it's called Wonder.
Oh yeah,
it's called Wonder.
Oh, you don't want to talk about something remarkable? Like my little kid saw the preview for that. She wants to go see this movie.
It actually looks good.
I was like taken aback by it. I was like, oh, yeah, we're going.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks really good. Yeah, I'm with you. It looks really good.
It might come out this weekend or next weekend. And of course, any celebrity, like you say, Jimmy, any celebrity that goes in front of any camera or anywhere is going to get asked this question. And
especially if you're an attractive female and you grew up in that era, too. The era matters. I mean, I guess maybe not as much now, but with social media, I think before 2008, these guys probably felt a little bit more empowered. Now you're going to see it really go underground, if happen at all, because now people feel empowered and they can say something.
And I believe, I could be wrong. My memory is not the best. Did you see the interview with Michelle Pfeiffer on CBS Sunday Morning?
Nah.
I think she almost said the same thing. Like, look, I've never dealt with it, but I have no friends who have. So Michelle Pfeiffer kind of said the same thing, but it didn't make news. So you know,
she doesn't look as good on camera now. That's one.
He's right.
She got a new movie.
He's absolutely right.
No, but she's got a new movie out too.
You guys are out of your mind. Michelle Pfeiffer's as beautiful as ever.
Oh my God, here we go.
You are absolutely out of your ever loving mind.
I love it that Angel will do anyone.
No, I can't even look at
him. That's not true either. That's a blasphemous rumor.
I can't even talk. Great song by Depeche Mode. I can't even tell you about looking at him when he starts talking about wanting to bang out older chicks. Michelle Pfeiffer, although in the day a stone cold stunner.
She's beautiful now. I'm looking at her. She's 59 years old.
Your beard is affecting your ability
new,
to find
her new movie looks pretty good, but the one about the Orient Express, the murderer on the Orient Express. It looks pretty, but it only came in third place.
Yeah.
And not going to do any better than that.
You don't think so?
I believe that's peak position, even though they literally went to the star jar on the counter of Hollywood and dumped it into this train.
And you know who the next social media, social justice spotlight is going to start to burn and burn hard?
Who's that?
Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
It's him. Really?
Yeah, you're probably unfortunately, right. Unfortunately, the allegations that he had against Amber Heard of abuse. Now he's taken a role with this Harry Potter movie, and the Harry Potter fans are like beehives. They're like, you know, they'll attack, and they don't like him as this new character. And I think if more comes out about what he did, it's going to be another one of these like,
dude, and it doesn't help that he just was in a video with Marilyn Manson.
Threesome. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I need to see that.
Who would be in bed with Marilyn Manson naked?
They're best friends.
Manson's not in the threesome. It's Depp and the
two girls. Johnny Depp and two girls.
Manson in the video is wearing crazy rubber suit kind of thing. His weird. He's getting his weird freak on.
Yeah.
And then it's Depp with the two ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I've got to see this.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a little break.
Jimmy.
We'll be back in a minute. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
It's just like being in the studio with us. Almost.
What's the problem? It's like you've never been in a tight space with someone with
Facebook.com/RealRadio1041. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting SeacoastBank.com. Better. Radio. Radio.
104.1. It's a beautiful Friday. Here's one I'm surprised hasn't had an allegation. Okay, so I was trying to make a list, Dirty Jim, of the people that you're surprised have not had an allegation as of yet. There's a bunch, but I can't even name them all. You know, the allegations are coming out left and right. But, you know, you'd think Marilyn Manson would have had one by now.
A new one's breaking this morning. Somebody just texted about it. I don't know if it's true. I'm not even going to say it until I can read about it this morning.
Yeah, good
call. I'm surprised we haven't heard anything about Kid Rock.
I don't really. I think he'd rather shoot pigs or something.
Yeah, I mean, I like Kid Rock, but
that was odd to say.
Yeah.
You think of these like womanizers who have, you know, their lyrical content.
The persona.
But Eminem, like you know.
Sure, the way he talks about women. And it's mostly his wife, though, in a lot of the songs. So.
Yeah. And his mother.
Would you be shocked if would you be shocked? Look, the people I'm naming, there have been no allegations. I'm just saying, you know, now that when you see like Sylvester Stallone, and you see like Al Franken, and some of these people you wouldn't have thought of, you know, someone like Mick Jagger, maybe you would have thought that years,
dude,
he might have done something that, you know, was improper.
Well, Jagger did it pretty much on that. I think pretty much if you were going into Studio 54 at any given point for about a decade, you could see anything you want from Jagger and half of other Hollywood because they're doing blow riding donkeys.
Yeah,
dude, it was nuts.
There's an era, Jagger, Anthony Kiedis. There's a couple other guys, Wyman, who all have documented. Kiedis, in his book, wrote about taking advantage of a 14 or 15 year old girl.
Oh.
And the girl happened to be, her dad was the sheriff of the town that they were playing in Louisiana. The Rolling Stones would take one of their tours, they joked and they had it on concert, on t-shirts and stuff, how they had a tendency to date or go after younger chicks.
Yes.
That is a glaring part of what the mystique is of rock and roll.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're not surprised when it's rock stars, right? Or rap stars. Like when it's musicians.
If it was Chuck Mangione, I would be like, what? it.
I did. Yeah. Kenny G, you got to watch it.
Feels so good.
My God, guys. Did you guys hear about Boz Scaggs?
You never know. What about Leonardo DiCaprio? That's we know he's a like a womanizer, but...
I don't think anybody cares about him.
Yeah, but the thing is...
he's a ladies' man. Yeah, there's a difference.
Exactly. Oh. Leo's a player.
Okay.
Leo doesn't need that. I think it would take a lot of time to get near that guy. He doesn't need to be predatory.
Give me definition between womanizer and would you say he's a
womanizer? Like if you were in a committed relationship, right? You're you have a girlfriend.
Yeah,
you have
philandering, crazy.
You have a wife,
so you're cheating,
and you still step out with ladies. That's womanizing.
That's womanizing
in my mind's eye.
Okay,
and that might not be the technical definition of it.
And then you say Leonardo is a ladies' man.
If you're a single dude and you're not in anyone committed. A relationship, but you just love women.
Yeah, and by the way, womanizer, the key word there would be woman.
That was not, nizer.
Yeah. No, womanizer. I mean, in other words, if you're a dude and you just like to have sex with a lot of chicks, kind of a womanizer or philanderer or whatever the case may be, but what I'm saying is you're still with women. We're talking about seeking girls.
They're over 18.
These are girls. That's a totally different machine.
Yeah.
And the thing is the problem with the music scene is this: rock stars are accessible. Like when they come to your town, if you look good enough, you can get the attention of a bass player or a drummer.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not trying to say that to be disrespectful. Maybe even a rhythm guitar player if you get lucky. But with movie stars, you have to be in a certain area, or they have to get real lucky and shoot in your city, and then even then, you have to make it through. All you have to be with rock stars in the front row.
Like how many
of those boy band dudes do you think are dealing with this right now?
Oh my God, Shy must be tripping.
I don't think you would be surprised any member of Motley Crue, right? Like Vince Neil, one of those guys. I mean, you wouldn't be surprised.
Dude, did you read The Dirt?
Oh, I did read The Dirt.
There is a very graphic scene that they talk about with a phone and someone.
Whoa,
and,
dude, a phone?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but they've already admitted it, so it probably won't make news, you know? It's like already
people do different stuff because of the level of fame they would like to achieve. We, as a radio show, have seen probably some things that other human eyes never need to see ever.
Yes. Well, you saw
Gene Simmons. I have seen things that have scarred my eyes that I never, ever want to see again. Ever.
Like Gene Simmons BH.
Or that, or like so many other things where I've just been like, no.
Let me
this
get
is
you
not
pen.
Real.
Hey, didn't Vince Neil say something improper to you?
I went on that bus. I didn't realize it was like a hoe bus. And then
it said hoe bus on the
and
side.
And then I was there, and I was like, oh, no, I messed up, and I left.
Oh. He didn't say anything. He said something
I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
Yeah. But anyway, so.
But, I mean, look, all these allegations that are coming out of everybody from the 80s. Do we not remember what the 80s were? Let's not.
Coke and Jack Daniels.
Coke. Slap a woman on the ass, and she's like, what are you doing? And you're like, just come on, honey, relax. And then the guys will be like, well, and she'd be like, well, I guess I just gotta relax because, you know, it's a different time. It's not excusing it.
Yeah.
It's not excusing it, but we have to be clear about how much we have changed from like 98 to now.
What you just said was what my 70-year-old barber told me like 2 months ago. Like, man, remember the day you slapped him on the ass and it was okay? Then they just laugh and you'd laugh, and now it's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, we bred it.
But are we that
it.
Much better now,
we're
or do
not.
We just cry
no,
more?
No, what happened is we've always had the infection, okay? This infection of sexual harassment, this infection of racism, this infection of bigotry. Not everybody, but it was there. And then you take social media, and then you take a camera, and you add it to the equation, the formula, and you get to see what we've had for years upon years upon years that was just hidden.
You know what I'd love to see? I think it'd be a funny show if you get these guys. What if somebody who did that had that mentality? You know, what's wrong with the old days, right? You slap on the ass, give me a little handful, right? And then just stare at him.
Like what?
Yeah, and just stare at him, and like, that's what it feels like, dude. I just violated you, and there ain't S.
You can do,
you
about
can
it.
Do
That's
about
funny.
It.
Yeah, that'd be good. I like that video.
Coming up in a couple minutes, your chance to win $1,000. Now, what do you have to do? If you're just tuning in for the first time today, all you do is listen for this keyword. You text the keyword to 200-200, and you're entered in the contest. But what you want to do is be prepared in an hour or so to answer the phone if you see someone calling you for some number you don't recognize, because that could be iHeart calling you back, telling you you won $1,000. So that keyword's coming up in a second or two. Also, we're going to do a little trivia. We'll do the Triple R segment at 7. Your chance to win some stuff. We'll find out what's in the prize pinata, and you guys can all play along with the trivia question. When we come back, you're listening to The Monsters of the Morning.
chance to win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1.
From Real Radio 104.1.
All rise. Grandpa Lar in the house now. All rise. Grandpa
Lar. Triple X7 is brought to you by a couple things. One being Taste of Orlando tomorrow. You can see Carlos at Taste of Orlando and Angel. Both of them will be there. And that starts at 11, goes till 4. Carlos will be there from 2 to 4. This is going to be Waterford Lakes Town Center. I mean, all kinds of great food, sampling of beverages, great entertainment, a kid zone, a man cave, and fabulous shopping all tomorrow. And proceeds are going to go to the Mustard Seed of Central Florida. So it's going to be a great time. And there's like a list of sponsors and organizations that are going to be there. It'll be a great day to walk around and enjoy the weather and get some great food and some great stuff. And then tomorrow night, this is something that I just learned about this actually yesterday, and I know we've been promoting it for a while, but I was out of town. It's Celebrate the Art of Luxury at Concourse Live. It's a VIP event in Central Florida. It's going to be out at the Sanford Airport, and it's like all kinds of fancy boats and planes and luxurious cars, and there'll be all kinds of food and cigars, and there'll be a live band playing, and I guess fireworks at the end of the night. So this is going to be really cool. It's tomorrow. If you want to go to this, just go to use the promo code IH for iHeart, and you'll get a free cigar. So go to monsters.fm or realradio.fm, and the keyword is cigar, okay? And then put the promo code IH, and you get a free cigar. And if you want to, there'll be a little, Real Radio tent. I'll hang out there for a little while. If you want to come with me and walk around and check out the planes and the boats and the cars, man, we'll all do it all together and then watch the fireworks at night. And I'm excited about that. That's tomorrow night. And, type in the promo code cigar and type in IH, and you'll be able to go check out those luxurious cars. Angel, let's see what prize we have in the old prize pinata today. And I got two trivia questions. I will let the person pick which way they want to go. It's one of those.
Ooh, choose your own adventure.
Choose your own adventure.
Did you guys love choose your own adventure books?
I still do them right now.
Don't even know what it is.
Was that invented by Big, the movie Big?
Was way before.
No, I mean, it was a book fair. You'd go there. It'd be like a story of wizardry and magistry and yesteryear. And then you're literally reading the book. And then you get to a page. And then it says, if you would like to fight the dragon, go to page 57.
That was in the movie Big.
Right, but they didn't invent that. That was around before.
That's where they got it from. Oh.
And then you would go to page 57 and be like, you died. Wrong page.
Oh.
And then if you chose page 69 and chose to go down that path, then you keep reading.
Wow. I've never even heard of that.
I've never heard
of it, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, have.
Oh, my God, I love them. I'm going to write a choose-your-own-adventure book.
I used to write my own. Like, if I went to a place and I died, I'd be like, no, I'm not going to die. Here's what's happening next. The dragon comes up, and it was before I could write words, like real letters, so it was really just scribble.
Choose your own adventure.
And here's what I'm going to do now, and I'm going to ride this dragon till I kill all these people.
Might write one for two in the top today.
Yeah, we're going to have to call your parents, Miss Savannah.
You took it way crazy.
It was so fun.
The prize pinata is brought to you by Cento Family Moving and Storage. It's a family-owned and operated company. Mm-hmm. They offer both residential and commercial moving services for businesses all over the country. Fully trained expert moving crew, adept in packing, furniture handling, safe driving, and excellent customer service. The process, you start it like this. Go to centomoving.com. You hit the start quote button. You put your information there where you're moving to from, whereas you're moving across town, across the country, out of the country. They can handle that. If you need to move your business, they'll move your business. It's centomoving.com. Let them know that you heard, let Felipe and the crew know that you heard about it here on Real Radio 104.1, and there's a discount for Monster listeners. That's centomoving.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so up first, we have a pair of movie passes to the last flag standing advanced screening at AMC Altamont 18 on Monday, November the 20th. This stars Steve Carell, Bryan Cranston, Lawrence Fishburne, and basically it's the story of a dad finding out that his son has been killed in Iraq. He asks his two friends to accompany him on a road trip to attend the young man's burial in at the Arlington Cemetery.
Very, it looks like very heavy.
Yeah.
But Steve Carell does, he does a good job when he does like a serious role.
Dramatic roles?
Yeah. Here's the thing. He got famous for being funny.
Yeah.
But he's an actor.
Right,
you know, like, and he didn't do stand up. He did do some, a lot of improv.
Yeah.
But, and they asked him, like, was that your goal to then turn serious? He's like, I was just always an actor.
Yeah.
And he's amazing. That dude is like,
yeah.
Not Robin Williams, because Robin was a different kind of guy.
Yeah. But maybe a step under, like one little step under.
Yeah. He strikes the same chords.
We have a pair of tickets to see Trevor Noah at the Dr. Phillips Center on Saturday, January the 27th. Tickets are on sale right now. Visit drphillipscenter.org for more information.
Mm-hmm.
We'll wrap it up, I think, with... Man, this is going super slow today.
Yep. I like slow, though.
Hey,
that's relaxing.
We got two more prizes. We got a pair of tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Ghost of Christmas Eve at the Amway Center on December the 16th. Tickets for Trans-Siberian Orchestra Winter Tour 2017. Tickets are on sale right now. Visit realradio.fm, keyword tickets, to purchase those through the website.
That's a cool thing to take the family to.
Absolutely. Sure. And then we'll wrap it up with this. A Remix Record Store $50 gift card.
Yay.
It's vintage decor, records, and more. And in particularly, this weekend, they got Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Raffle Sunday. 10% off new records all weekend long, 20% off used LPs, and 50% off 12-inch singles. With some of the used records, you can go in there and actually let you listen to them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So
what's Raffle Sunday?
Raffles. So all weekend long, you can go by there and get your raffle tickets and everything.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, they're going to be giving away prizes all Sunday, all Sunday long.
Awesome.
They're located 1217 North Mills Avenue, Orlando. And if you're looking to get your tickets for These Are the Breaks too, you can purchase your tickets there too. And those are the prizes in the prize pinata.
Thank you, Angel. 407-916-1041 or toll free. It's 1-888-978-1041. Which way? You want me to go to the top or bottom, man?
Yeah, top. Yeah, because they all called in at the same time. So.
All right, let's do top. Hey, Rick from Melbourne. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, good morning, Russ. Good morning, Monsters.
Oh, you sound like you're in a good mood. I like it. Are you ready?
Yay.
Ready for the weekend?
Oh, yeah.
All right, listen. I got two trivia questions. I'm going to let you decide for everybody else which way we're going to go, okay?
All right.
All right, I got a trivia question about Christmas, and I got one about cities. Which way you want to go?
Would you say cities was the second one?
About cities, yeah.
I'm going to go Christmas.
Christmas. All right. I'll put this one to the side. Here you go. In a 2017 poll was recently taken, like last month, what was voted the number one worst Christmas song of all time?
The first thing that comes to my head is Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
That was not voted the worst one of all time. Matter of fact, let me see if it even came in the top five. It did not come in. It did not. So who do you want to help you? You've got Dirty Jim, you've got Angel, you've got Carlos, or Savannah?
Oh, let's go Angel.
Angel, a brand new 2017 poll. Actually, they did it last month. What was voted the number one worst Christmas song of all time?
Is it a bit song or is it a classic Christmas song?
It's one we all know. It's been around for a while. when you say is it a bit song? I mean, it's not Silent Night.
Okay.
I would call it a goof, one of the goof Christmas songs. Yes.
Man. Rick, I can't. I'm just drawing a blank on goof Christmas songs.
Beaver in the Dam?
What is it you want to win, Rick?
I got to go to Trans-Siberian. Unbelievable.
All right, so you know what?
Great show.
You sound great like show. A great guy. I'm going to do something I never do, and that's first round clue.
Wow, man.
Angel, are you ready for first round clue?
Uh-huh. Call program director.
First round clue.
See if we're allowed to do that. See if we're allowed to do that.
I like Rick. I'm going to give
it. I like Rick, too.
Okay. First round clue for you.
Yeah, sweet.
Okay, Angel. We covered this song and made it about Dirty Jim at one point.
Oh, ooh. Oh, I know.
I'm the worst guy to ask.
You are.
It's not like an Elvis, like a blues.
No, it's one of their goof songs. One of their songs.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah, don't call our songs goof songs.
Whoa. You get to guess like 50 times?
I say that with all the respect.
Most
because
of those songs are the third take.
And there's not many that make fun of Dirty Jim. Oh, wait a minute. There's
wait
a bunch.
Wait a second.
Just about his career. No big deal.
Right.
All right, so the...
No, Bon Jovi did a Christmas song.
And he freaking rocks. And Jovi rocks. Jovi freaking rocks.
It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking something
and
collard greens.
We covered this song, and when Bubba did it, he plugged in Dirty Jim to make fun of Dirty Jim in our cover of this song, which is considered the worst Christmas song of all time.
Russ, is this guy ever going to answer the question or not?
Yeah.
Angel, you have...
Even the caller's pissed.
Dirty Jim, the Grinch?
No, that's not the one. I'm sorry. I thought you actually were going to say it. You were walking down the aisle and you took a left. You almost had it. Dennis, you're on Real Radio 104.1.
There's two of them, though, remember?
Hey, guys, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's up, Denny D?
Hey, Denny. Hey, I got a trivia question for you.
How do you feel about Jovi?
In 2017, they did a poll. What was voted the number one worst Christmas song of all time?
You did a poll.
God, it has to go with Jimmy. I'm going to have to say Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
It was not that one. No, I don't think Bubba covered that. Who do you want to help you? You've got Dirty Jim, Savannah, and Carlos.
Man, I told Jimmy last night I tried him already, but I couldn't get him. Let's go with Jimmy this time, man. He's got it.
Come
that guy's
on, Jimmy.
Got it going on. I saw him last night. That guy's good looking, boy. That guy's got quite the package on him.
All right, Jimmy, what was voted the number one worst Christmas song of all time? It was we did a cover of it at one point, and Bubba popped your name in it, and I know there are several of those, so which one do you think was the worst one of all time?
It was there's two songs written with my personality in mind. One was Dirty Jim, the Grinch, or the mean one, or the horrible one, whatever.
Yeah, you're a mean one, Dirty
you're
Jim.
You're a mean one. But I believe the one is, it was Dirty Jim the Christmas Ass. But it was, I don't know what it was based on.
Oh, you don't know the song it was based on?
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
I don't know the song.
Jimmy, come on.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, Dirty Jim the Christmas Ass.
But what's the name of that song?
Is it Christmas Donkey?
Or keep singing it.
Is it the Christmas Donkey?
What was the donkey's name, sir? If you can tell me the donkey's name, I'll give you a prize.
Dominic.
There you go.
Nice.
Dominic the Christmas Donkey. There you go.
Hey,
that's it.
You are the dude.
Hey, dude, by the way, I got to ask. I was sitting right behind you when you got busted out last night in the cash game. What took you out? Because you look pissed off.
Yes, a 5 on the river.
Oh, my God, Amadi. Yeah, he was really mad. Hey, good meeting you last night, dude. You're a cool guy.
Well, congratulations, sir. You won, and yes.
Yay!
Voted the worst Christmas song of all time is Dominic the Christmas Donkey, which...
Yeah.
Santa's got a little friend. His name
is pretty bad.
Dominic, the cutest little donkey. You'll never see him kick.
Now, do we have Bubba's version?
What was Bubba's version called?
Dirty Jim the Christmas Ass.
You have to admit.
There's the hook.
It's Dominic the donkey. Jiggity
jing. Yeah.
It's pretty ballsy to just add a donkey to the Christmas scene.
Yeah.
It seems like you should have to get permission to write a song that doesn't really include the original reindeer elf type scenario.
What do you think Joseph and Mary were rolling on
it? What about the Christmas camel?
Wait, but it didn't say anything about Joseph and Mary riding old Dominic into the scene. I'm just saying, when you like, oh, can I have a Christmas pelican? Can I have him?
I think there were donkeys at the
you can have a Christmas camel.
Yeah, but that's a totally different machine.
Or a drum.
Yeah. A little drummer boy, I guess.
So number one was Dominic the Christmas Donkey. And number two for worst Christmas songs of all time is All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth.
Aw, that's adorable.
Number three is Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Horrible.
I love, you better watch out.
Is that you, Santa Claus?
You better not cry. Oh, come on.
Horrible.
Hey, Clarence.
Hey, Clarence.
You're going to get a new saxophone this year. You've been really good. Because I always liked the saxophone breakdown.
I do too, actually. Number
that should
four,
be number one. That's an awful song.
You're awful.
Number four for worst Christmas song of all time was voted Santa Baby.
Santa Baby.
I like that song.
Yeah, Betty Boop sings that, right?
Yeah.
No, you gotta listen to what Santa Baby is about.
It's very aggressive, right?
No, she's the first gold digger.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
She's wanting a nice convertible. She's wanting a particular type of ring.
And good for her. You know what? If she was going to do Santa Claus, good for her.
And speaking of that, if we're talking in this socially conscious justice world, baby, it's cold outside. Date rape.
right.
Okay, she's trying to go home. He's like, no, one more drink.
And one more drink.
One more drink.
What about Rudolph having his nose in everybody's butt?
Yeah.
You know where it's not cold? Right behind my zipper.
Number five, I've never heard of. Number five, it's Please Daddy, Don't Get Drunk This Christmas by John Denver.
Did Bubba write that too?
It probably did. But it says John Denver sang it. You couldn't find the, a lot of those songs probably
not a
jumped off the system, right?
Yeah, we don't have that one, do
we? Damn it. That's, you know
Please
what?
Daddy, Eva, Don't Get Drunk for Christmas.
It's on one of our, you know that Brown album that we have? I think we call it Double Brown or whatever.
Yeah.
It's got all the Christmas songs. It's on that. It's Dirty Jim. The Christmas ass. It's pretty funny. A lot of those Bubba songs were absolutely hilarious. And most of them were a lot of Christmas songs.
Yeah,
because they
like Christmas. Who doesn't?
Everybody loves Christmas. All right, you're listening to the Monster of the Morning. That's the John Denver one?
I don't want to see my mama cry.
Oh, my God. That
oh,
is,
my God.
That's pretty bad.
Alan Jackson
Please,
covered this.
Did he really?
Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas.
Hey, welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1.
That's the saddest
song ever. I'm Russ Ross, along with Dirty Jim, Angel Carlos, and Savannah, all here today.
Sung by a bullheaded freak.
Well, you know, it's weird to start talking about Christmas. Before Thanksgiving is all done, and we got to next week for
dude, Christmas songs are up everywhere. Everyone's playing Christmas songs. There's Christmas decorations everywhere.
I saw that.
People are Christmas shopping. Thanksgiving is just a minor speed bump in what it is.
It is.
The holiday season, which everyone thinks is Christmas.
Isn't that crazy? Hey, so, okay, well, they do this every year, and this is the American Farm Bureau Federation, and they kind of add everything up and kind of figure out if you're going to make dinner, Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people this year, what it will cost. So what do you think? Who wants to go first? What do you think it'll cost for 10 people for Thanksgiving dinner this year?
I'll take a shot. Turkey, 50.
Keep counting.
It's a 16-pound turkey, too.
$210.
$210 for 10 people. Okay, what do you think, Savannah?
Okay. Hang on. Yeah. Turkey's cranberry in a can. Or no, I get it fresh because I'm fancy.
$100.
$100.
For the record, you didn't have to add the man.
Angel, what do you think it's going to cost?
That was unneeded.
$75.
You say $75. What do you think, Carlos?
I'm going to go 180, and I do think the was needed.
Well, you guys are all way over, but I have to dispute their numbers that they're telling everybody. I saw it on the news this morning. That's here again this morning. The American Farm Bureau Federation says for 10 people, and if you're going to feed them a 16-pound turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, rolls with butter, peas, cranberries, veggie tray, pumpkin pie with whipped cream, coffee, and milk, it will only cost you $49.12.
That's a lie.
That's a complete joke.
Unless you're eating a cardboard turkey, that's a lie.
Yeah, the turkey alone is going to cost you probably $32.
They said it went down from last year.
That's a lie, though.
It's gone down 2%. I'm just reading what it did.
Yeah, but they're telling you a lie.
Thanksgiving dinner should only cost you $49 this year.
You mean $49 per person?
No.
Yeah, the taxi service is checking in and said, what about the $250 for alcohol alone?
I know.
And nobody eats peas. Everybody eats green bean casserole. Nobody eats peas. Now, so they need to take that off the thing.
No, it's cheap. But look, even a green bean casserole, let's say you're using 6 cans of green beans. It's $1 a can. The onions that go on top are $2.99. The cream of mushroom soup. I mean, you've got $10 just in the casserole.
This says right here that it's gone down 2%, and it's the lowest it's been in 5 years.
That is a lie.
It says every year the American Farm Bureau Federation releases a study of how much it will cost you to serve Thanksgiving dinner, and it's for 10 people, and they're saying it's only $49.12. Yeah, I don't believe it either. I'm just telling that's what they're telling the public this morning. The Farm Bureau.
So much propaganda.
Do you think the prices are different if you live in the middle of the country?
In the sticks?
If you live in the sticks, maybe, and closer to the farms, do you think it's cheaper?
No, I don't, because I mean, you know, I mean, I guess if you live near, but that's such a ridiculously low number that you have to assume that number is based on people going to the grocery store and buying the stuff to make it.
Says here the
and
reason
I don't think you can get out of there. I don't think I could buy the stuff to make it for $49 if you took half those ingredients away.
The reason the price went down this year is mainly because the prices of turkey and milk have slightly dropped.
It has to be per person. $49.50 per person. I can see that.
It does not say per person. It says for your family.
Guys are saying here that that a 23-pound turkey at Publix is only $13. And then they say Winn-Dixie has turkeys for only 49 cents a pound.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I never heard of that. I mean, the turkeys I buy, I mean, they're a little different. I buy those Amish turkeys from Petty's.
I reserved mine yesterday
because you don't want to not get one of those, in my opinion.
You want to go get it, okay.
Yeah. Yesterday, I saw a crow pretending to be a turkey.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, comedian John Morgan is here from the Improv. We'll talk to him when we come back. You're listening to The Mantra of the Morning.
He's got to follow that.
Real Radio Orlando on Facebook. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC.
From Real Radio.
Hey, coming up in another 15-20 minutes, your chance to win $1,000. All you got to do is text the keyword 200-200 and you very well could be a winner. And let's go ahead and bring in our guest is here from the Improv, John Morgan, the comedian who's been in here many times before, the Cajun sensation, always a pleasure to see him. There he is. What's up, buddy? How you doing, man? Good seeing you. We'll set you up over there. Of course, the Improv, an incredible place to go. A great weekend to go to the Improv. And you can go there, have some appetizers, get some drink, and have a good time. What's up, John Morgan? How you doing, man?
I was with you guys. It was crazy because we were out at a pool. Do you remember?
That was out on International Drive, really close to
your appreciation week or something like that, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. That was a couple years ago.
Was it?
Good memory.
I think so. I believe
appreciation. Yeah, that was yeah.
We were sitting on that stage at that hotel underneath that
the Rosen.
Yeah.
Almost like we were doing mass or something.
And just putting on a sweating clinic.
But you look good, dude. What's going on?
I'm getting older. What you mean? I look good? Don't even stop.
Yeah.
I look
old.
You dressed up.
Boom. Yeah. Did you see that? Did you see that inappropriate communication?
It's okay. Not the first time.
Tweet it out.
Hey, what do you think about all the sex? I mean, man, every time you turn around, new sexual harassment thing, does it make you go back in your mind and go, okay, did I ever do anything that somebody would thought of it was crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why didn't I get touched? That's my thing. I mean, I'd have had a great career. You know what I mean? And you know that, you know, first of all, let me state this before all joking.
Yeah.
Anything inappropriate towards anybody, male, female, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Really, evaluate what you're doing before you do it.
Right, sure.
You know what I mean? Especially for the person that you're going to be, you know, doing that to.
Yeah.
It's not right. It really isn't right.
Right.
No matter how joking we might think, it's not right.
Because the one that's making news now, a former comedian, I guess you could say, Al Franken, he's got a picture, they got a photo of him this woman was asleep, she was a soldier, and he's like, pretend like he's going to grab her boobs, and he's like, I was just joking.
I have no problem with the picture of him pretending like he was going to grab a boost. That she was sleeping and she didn't know. She might have got mad at that. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. But if we're doing an OSU, USI, whatever tour, and we've been together for 6 weeks, there's going to be some camaraderie. And if you can't fall asleep and I draw a mustache on your face, or you can't fall asleep and I got the whole, what's up, or two guys are next to me with their, you know, DDs out and they hanging by my head.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We're together for a long time. The sticking the tongue down that girl's throat, I jacked him. You hear me? I jacked him. Because there comes a time where you go, no, you're not doing that. I think it's a bandwagon thing.
Yeah.
I think people are jumping on some kind of bandwagon.
Oh, yeah.
And but at the same time, I perceive that with, there's a lot of it that goes down that you really thought, Weinstein, really, dude, really?
Yeah.
You know, when you're talking about dropping something in a woman's drink and then you're going to do something, you're out of line, bro. You're out of line. And you know what's bad about that? To me, is that you lose the ability of having human contact.
Yeah.
Right.
You lose the ability of me. Even, you know, I saw a girlfriend walk by this morning. What did I tell you? I was like, oh my God, that looks so vintage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's adorable. That's an adorable dress. It looks vintage. at what point am I invading? You know what I mean? Yeah. Stop it already.
That someone could take and find some way to find that offensive, right?
But we know, man. We know where the line is. If you were to say, man, you look hot, I'd like to get some, then that's the line. I think that's where we have to evaluate it.
Yeah, because then there's something that's uncomfortable, and nobody should have to be uncomfortable.
Right.
When you're in the realm of entertainment, though, you're a public figure. Yeah. You know what you have to do. You knew going into that thing that there's the possibility of this kind of stuff. Some of these stories have been around a long time.
Yeah, and they're just now coming out. Yeah.
And guess what? Nobody warned that little girl when she went into that. So I blame them, too. Yeah. You knew that's a possibility.
Hey, John, you ever thought about this? Because I do this all the time. I'll say, hey, baby, you know, like in the sense of like, you know, New Orleans way of everybody's a baby. Everybody's
I'm never going to stop that.
Exactly.
Never. Arrest me. Exactly. Arrest me. You hear me? Yeah. Take me down, jackass. I'm ready to go down. Everybody will be baiting me. Hey, baby, what's up? Exactly. Hey, sweetheart, what you doing? Exactly. Girlfriend, how are you? Yeah. I'm not your girlfriend. No, I didn't really mean it like that. Trust me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But what is it that I tell my kids all the time? Somebody inappropriate. Touch me. Yeah. I mean, but somebody touch me inappropriately, please.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Hey, let's talk about right before you came in, we were talking about the Farm Bureau said to this year to feed 10 people for Thanksgiving, it's like $49.85. Can you feed 10 people of your family for a Thanksgiving dinner for $49 and some odd cents?
Not if you get 100 baked ham.
I know.
No. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, that whole thing is a lie. That's made up.
Honey baked ham is currency in three countries.
Yeah.
Well, it's that expensive.
And it's that good.
Yeah, it is that good.
You know what? I've never been a fan of honey baked ham.
No?
What? I mean, I think it's good. Don't get me wrong, but I would never go out of my way to buy one or order it early.
I like that salt cured. Really? That salt cured southern ham.
Yeah. We can never live together.
Cracker Barrel has salt ham, and that is bomb.
That's what you like?
Yeah.
Oh, salt ham is probably good. You know what? It's a little drier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't like no juicy ham. I don't like a juicy ham, boo. Don't like it. Give me my dry ham, boo.
What do you do for Thanksgiving? What's a Cajun Thanksgiving like?
We're going to fry turkey, for sure. Yeah. We're going to fry turkey. Yeah. We're going to do the ham.
And andouille stuffing?
Cornbread dressing. Andouille stuffing.
Andouille stuffing. You know
what I mean? Some Nutria.
You're such a trip. No, we not eating Nutria. That's Christmas.
That's a real nice dinner.
So, and this year, I have my in-laws come into my home.
Okay. Is your home in New Orleans or in Louisiana?
Right outside of New Orleans.
Yeah.
They got an old home, an old plantation home, which we're selling.
Oh, really?
And it's kind of funny because we've always gone to my in-laws for Thanksgiving. This year, they're coming to us, and it happens to be the last time we're going to be in the old home.
So that's pretty cool.
It worked out that way. We didn't plan it.
How long you been in the home?
22 years.
Damn. Wow. Now, what made you decide to downsize?
I'm done. I'm done, brother. I'm done. I want to go home. I want to, you know what I mean? I don't mind working hard. You know what I mean? I go home. My wife goes to work. My kids go to school. I burn. I'm on my zero turn all day long.
Yeah.
You know, that's my life. I love my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't want to paint no more. I don't want to fix no more. I don't want to pay $1,000 a month electric bill no more.
Gotcha.
I don't want the insurance no more. I don't want the leaking. I don't want
Dirty Jim's doing the same thing you're doing. You're downsizing.
Jim, what are you doing? I'm doing a townhouse. What are you doing?
I sold the house and 2 of the acres. I kept 2 of the acres with the pond. I'm going to build about a 3,000 square foot home.
Oh, that's downsizing 3,000 square feet. that's sensible.
Nice, well, I'm 10,000 on the roof right now.
Oh, wow.
That includes porches and things like that.
That's an armory. That's
I'm about 4,900 living, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wow. And I got 3 kids. I mean, I got 3 kids, 4 dogs, 4 cats, 7 chickens, 30 ducks, a wife, me.
Partridge in a pear tree.
It's bro. I mean, you know, I'm even renting my house from when I buy it so I can build.
How old are the children? I remember that you have adopted children. How old are the children now?
The oldest one is 19. He just started LSU.
Wow.
Studying engineering.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a good kid. Took me out hunting the other day. You should have seen that, man. I ain't never been hunting before in my life. No. He was in full camouflage. I couldn't even see his ass. I looked like a gay tennis player. It was awesome. I had that white windbreaker all with the blue and yellow stripe. What's up? And ducks flying by, and I was scared to death. You know, scared to death. And I heard those 2 shots. Boom. Boom. And ducks kept flying. It really wasn't a good hunt.
You had never been before.
No.
Someone decided to take you and you took your son.
Yeah.
Did you like it? Was it fun?
No, not really.
No,
4:30 in the morning is not my deal to be out there freezing cold.
Yeah.
Not even burned yet. No, I was miserable. My middle son is a swimmer in a pole vaulter, bless his heart. You know what I mean? He's 17 now. He's a good kid. It's a pole vaulting. Ain't nobody in pole vaulting came out of Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? We just don't have nothing to jump over, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He made it up to like 11 foot something.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, man, you should go further. And I said, maybe think about it. He said, well, my pole's only 10 foot. Well, that says a lot. $800 for a new pole.
Wow. And you had to learn everything about pole, something you never even thought you'd even know anything about.
How do you cheer pole vaulting?
Yeah.
How do you cheer for? Do you cheer while they're running? Do you cheer when they're in the air?
Yeah.
Do you cheer once they're over?
When they land.
You know what I mean? Up, 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 up. No, you just, I don't know.
How many track events have you been going to?
Like, I'm not allowed to go. I'm not allowed to go.
Why?
Because I'm bad.
You're one of those guys?
Yeah, yeah, I'm one of those guys. I'm not good. I'm not good. He's hovering home base. Run over him. I'm not good. I'm not good. You know, they're 12. I'm not good.
Yeah.
I'm really not good, but God bless him, you know. But $800 for a new pole, I told him, you know, 11 foot ain't a bad retirement.
That's a good place to stop.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Get your letter right there. And the Chinese daughter, she's
oh, that's right.
Oh man, she's I don't know.
How old is she now?
I don't even know anymore. we don't talk much anymore.
No,
from the age of 11.
Oh,
becoming that man, that woman. You know what I mean? Becoming that woman, and I you know. Listen, my wife tells me I'm supposed to be more involved and I should understand what my daughter's going through. The answer to me to that is no, I shouldn't.
No.
Okay? Well, I don't know what I'm going to do if that little girl comes to me with something of womanhood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Will I handle it? Yeah, of course I will when it's pasted in my face. But until then, I don't need to learn about nothing. You know what I'm saying? I know how things generally work.
Yeah.
You know, you want me to handle up on it. What am I going to do? But get some indie ointment, a Band-Aid, and take it to the walk-in clinic when she just needs me to go to CVS? Hell no. You got a brother that drives for that.
Exactly.
So, you know, I'm trying to, you know, and besides that, my wife get involved more with the kids, so the boys.
We met you way back when you had just adopted your child, and you flew over to China to get her, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we met you right then. So now you were 11 years into it.
That's right.
Has it been smooth sailing? Has it been difficult? Has there been any kind of transition, or has it been just the same as raising your boys?
The smoothest thing I have ever done in my entire life.
Damn.
The smoothest thing I've ever. I wish I had a joke for her.
Really?
Yeah.
I wish I did.
Yeah.
Damn.
I got jokes for her, but I don't. You know what I mean? I don't. She is the smoothest thing. However, she steals my heart. And where I want to be stern with my kids, because I'm not a friend to my children.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not their friend. And that's another thing people get upset with me about sometimes, because I'm so blunt about it. My children are not my friends. I have friends. I don't need my kids as my friends.
Right.
But my daughter steals me in a way that, you know what I mean? I've never laid my hand on my daughter. I've tapped that forehead one time when she disrespected her mother.
God bless you.
When she disrespected her mother. You know what I'm saying?
Just
that's
so
not
she
gonna
knows.
Happen. That's right. Not, yeah, yeah. And let her know. You lucky. Because had you had, pee-pee, I'd have jacked you in your jaw for speaking to your mother like that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
John, but, I think that's a lost art with married couples these days, where the parents don't get each other's backs, and because the one parent wants the one parent to kind of look at them in a favorable way or whatever. I think it's refreshing, the fact that you got your wife's back like that. That's how it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah. I wish I had my wife's back, but I have her... lower extremities in mind while I'm disciplining my children.
Understood.
And the reason is because happy mama, happy house. And I don't care. That's not cliche. I'm dead serious. I've got three children. I have never in my life had those children aggravate my wife. You with me?
Yeah.
And she come to bed that night going, you want to fool around? It's never happened. She literally said, I will kill you. Touch me. Go ahead. Say mama. Say mama.
I was trying to help.
By the way, comedian John Morgan here with us, who will be in the improv all weekend long. So it's been it was smooth then.
So smooth.
No problem with her being bullied or you know, you're different. None of that stuff, huh?
Now that's funny.
Uh-huh.
Now that's funny. You should say that, because that in that sense we never had any problem.
Oh.
But she has her own issues when she goes to school.
She does.
The problem is she's got a 6 foot two brother and she's got a 6 foot one brother.
And they protect her.
And that's a freshman now in college and a junior in high school.
Yeah.
And they are. It's not even funny. I have to tell them, dude, she's going to have to go through some of this stuff.
Yeah. So they're really protective of her.
Oh, it's amazingly protective.
That's, cool.
In
that's
fact,
really cool, actually.
A couple of times where I had to go to school. You know what I'm saying? And so be it.
Yeah.
So be it.
Yeah,
but they don't really like me at school anyway. You know what I mean? They told me my kid was on drugs one time. I said, which one? They were like, we're not really sure. I'm like, really? You can't say that. It was about my oldest boy. They thought he was on drugs. So I went and bought a drug kit and went back to school and made him take it with me that day and then slid that across the conference table of the chief academic officer and slid
that. Like, Sammy Malone.
You know, what's funny is we was in the bathroom. I was getting that test for him, and I was like, dude, you need to let me know now.
Right.
Either you're going to pee in this, or I'm going to get a scoop of water out the toilet.
I'm hooking you up.
Don't make me look like a jack-o'-lantern, bro. Yeah, they take up for her.
They do. Well, that's good. But she has run into some kind of situation here and there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, the word chink is very difficult. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
man, that's got to hurt your heart. No. What you just told us about how she's your heart, and then no people would disrespect
her
like that.
This is the hardest part about it. I've got to let her know this is part of life.
Yeah.
There's some mean, angry, ugly people. And the sooner you learn to let this roll off your back, the better. When they tell you you're not pretty enough, you show them. When they tell you you're not smart enough, you show them. When they tell you, use it as a catalyst to move forward. That's all I can do for my baby girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all I can do for her is give her the opportunity of feeling pain, sorrow, as well as joy and triumph. And so, and then to tell her brothers, all right, that was too far. Go talk to that boy.
I can't do it. Let him go do
it. Make sure nobody's there, nobody's filming, and jack that dude in the jaw.
And they've had to regulate. And they're older brothers. Now, was there ever any time where the two older brothers felt a little bit of jealousy to the adopted child? Was that feeling ever there? Or
self-induced jealousy.
Yeah.
Self-induced jealousy because she's a girl and she's going to get certain things.
Yeah, sure.
But they never, I just got to remind them. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my fourth $1,000 of repair on that four-wheeler. You said you never rode in the water. Move on, boy. Because she got what she got. Don't move on.
Life is balanced. Chill out.
Everything
comes out in the end. You got to chill out. I have four, so we dealt with that all the time. Well, she got this, and he got that, or whatever. I'm like, look, man, you should not be keeping score right now. Because when you start looking back at your life, let me start writing, and then they'll go, oh, you're right. Well, it's easy to forget. They have short memories, you know?
I want them to.
Oh, and they're stupid.
I want them to stay with me as long as they want. It's very, well, you're right. In common things of life, they're very intelligent with the things that they want.
Yeah.
They're very ignorant on how to pay for it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Absolutely. So I want them to live with me as long as they can. You know, people say, no, I want them to go off to college and experience that. Listen, I'm not interested in paying room and board.
Right.
So when you're ready to move and pay your own way, then you go ahead and get your apartment. I'm totally different in that. And I get the whole idea of experience. I was there. I get it. But not me. I don't have that kind of cash. Yeah. You're going to stay home, do what you got to do. I'll pay for it as long as you got.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Move on, you know, other than that. But there comes a time where I'm ready for him. I'm ready. I'm ready, brother.
Now, are you ready for it just to be you and your wife in the house?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're ready for that time.
Oh, my God. Because the one I'm building, I'm going to sell it. You know what I'm saying?
It's amazing, John. I'm telling you, when you have that entire place to yourself and you know you're coming home and it's just you and it is.
You can run around there.
John, it's so liberating. You have no idea.
I bought $187 Whirlpool heavy duty wash machine. We made more love on that thing on the back porch when we were engaged. When it was on a spin cycle, I was the monster. You hear me? I was the monster. You hear me? It was unbelievable. An old porch, and we made so great a love on that thing. Which is incredible.
It's
I have $5,000 worth of cleaning equipment right now. A Neptune, Maytag. You know, you had to pay $600 for the lift kit for them. Wash machine and dryer. I haven't even done a drive-by on these things. You know?
Right.
When I get home, I'm serious. Y'all have fired me up. When I get home, I'm getting buck naked and rubbing myself all over the dryer.
Do it.
I hope they come home.
Think of us, okay?
Yeah.
Only us.
By the way, comedian John Morgan is going to be at the Improv all weekend long. Always a big hit. Can you stay for one more segment? Or are you doing another TV? What are you doing?
I don't care. What are they going to do? Tell me I'm late for something else?
Right.
Let's roll.
All right. Stick around for one more segment. Also, too, when we come back, in about 2 minutes, your opportunity to win $1,000 is here, okay? All you got to do is listen for that keyword. You text that keyword to 200-200, and you very well could be a winner, all right? You're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
chance to win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1. From Real Radio, Radio
104.1. There's that keyword. Go win that money. Let's see you win. Remember, in the next hour, if you participate now, in the next hour, if you get a call back from some number you don't recognize, make sure you answer the phone, okay? That's the only way you're going to win the cash. You got 16 chances all day today to win that money. I'd love to see you win right here on Real Radio 104.1. What's up, guys? I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. Savannah's here today, and Jeff Howe. Yep. And our special guest today is comedian John Morgan, who's been in... Man, I can't tell you, how many times you've been here, John?
This is my... well, in this studio, what, 3, 4, 5?
Yeah,
something
yeah.
Something like that? And then twice with y'all out on the road, you know? I can't remember where the first one was. The second one was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
We were out by that beautiful hotel in the pool.
Do you love coming to Orlando?
Yeah, the people here are good. Let me tell you what, too, is my GM here.
Yeah.
Krista, that's my boo.
Oh, she's very cool,
That's
my boo.
Let me just say something real quick about her, because we've been doing business with the Improv for a very long time, and really don't give her the props. If you go around the country, I bet you could not find a person that runs a comedy club, which is a really odd thing to do. I mean, dealing with comedians can't be the easiest job in the world. And she does it with grace and dignity, and she's a really good person.
And she's tough, too.
Yeah,
she's tough. She'll flat out tell the comedian. And I want to say this publicly, so maybe she's listening. I've always wanted to be touched inappropriately by this. And I would never, ever tell.
Yeah. You just ruined everything I said. Hey, I was trying to be cool. You just ruined it.
She's not going to touch me anymore. Look at me. I can't even throw myself at anybody.
Thinking about all the comedians that have been through there. Did you know Ralphie May?
Yeah.
Pretty sad, huh?
Yeah. Self-inflicted.
Yeah.
You get a guy gastric bypass and then you blow up again.
Yeah,
it's bad on your heart.
I didn't know he had the surgery.
Yeah, it's going to mess up with your family and everything else. You know what I mean? And also too, how did you treat staff around the country?
Yeah,
and I'm going to leave that alone.
All right,
I'm going to leave that alone.
Really?
But how did you treat staff around the country? How was it? Well, how did you treat individuals coming up in the business? You know what I mean?
You know, I've never heard anything but great things.
Yeah, me neither.
Nobody says anything bad.
Yeah.
Everything's always about, you know, joy and happiness and peace.
No, but John, I've talked to several comedians that they give you the kind of, you know, they get off the air, they tell you the stuff, and you kind of see through the BS. And if, to us, obviously, he's going to act maybe a little bit different.
Right.
But I've heard nothing really but good things about Ralphie. That's kind of surprising. And you're not saying anything derogatory.
Right.
Yet, but
no,
I know
not
what you're
all.
Saying. I know
not
what you're
at
saying.
All. I'm sad that we lost a funny person.
Yeah.
That's what bothers me, because this is what we need more, you know, a little bit more laughter and a little bit more insight or something, ridiculous insight on some things.
Yeah. Hey, are you big in social media?
I'm 54. I was very angry when they took away my Nokia. I'm serious, boo. I'm so serious. And then my children will go, let me see your apps. You know, and so I turn the phone on.
Yeah.
They try to turn the page. There ain't no page to turn, dog.
No.
That's it. What was bought with this phone is what's on there.
There ain't no page to turn, dog.
I'm sorry. It's just so simple. I'm a simple guy. You know, I got to have my daughter help me put things on Facebook.
Oh, so you do have someone doing the Facebook stuff for you. You just don't do it yourself.
My daughter.
Your daughter, yeah.
Yeah, and we make a little video, and then we put it on. And,
oh, that's nice.
And then sometimes she looks and she goes, that's the stupidest things you ever said.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, okay, we finished, goodbye. And she runs on. But so social media, I mean, I'm not a big... I'm a great believer in social media because of where it's taken a lot of people that wouldn't been able to be seen before.
Right.
But
and some that shouldn't.
And some that shouldn't. That's what I'm about to get to. You know what I'm saying? Because some people, number one, ought to not be on that. And number two, you can't really believe everything that you have on social media.
I watched this girl yesterday, and I'm not going to say her name, but I watched this girl because she's supposed to be an animal girl, right? And I love to watch other females that work with animals. And seriously, by the time I was done, I was so disgusted that even that many people would watch it. Like, all she has is fish and like a couple dumb snakes that anyone could have. Like, she's not even
bitch.
She's
what
not even that attractive.
How
and when
she
talks, you know, she sounds like a complete bitch.
Yeah, she doesn't have a beautiful voice like you.
I know, that's what I'm trying to say right now.
There is no hate like reptile lover hate.
Like, seriously,
Savannah,
yeah,
brother,
you are true about that.
I don't know if you know, Savannah works at Gatorland, and she works with crocodiles and gators and reptiles. That's her thing.
That's
I'll
my
wear
thing.
An outfit if that's what it takes, boo.
That's my thing.
I am an alligator lover.
Of course you are. You're from Louisiana.
That's a lie.
You have to be.
I love you. That's a trip. And you Like a good voice like yours. Are y'all married? Because that's hilarious, bro. Hilarious.
We're a very, very strong comedy team.
Yes. Yes.
We are.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. With leather skin. So you just take the hits and move on.
You got to keep on trucking.
You got to have a team. If you don't have a team for constant support, you never excel. You got to have positivity all around you.
Well, I wish you'd talk to my family.
I had the same family, and it was always negative.
For my family, it's always, when are you leaving? When are you leaving? You know what I mean? And then they like whisper behind my back, as if I can't hear. Are you kidding me? Really? When's he leaving? I'm right here, jackass. I'm right here.
Do they get upset with you if you use some of their stuff for stand-up? If you use them?
Of course they do.
Yeah?
And I don't care.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Of course they do. You like this house?
I don't care. My son told me the other day, oh, my God, I wish we lived on the water. Really? Really? Because living here has got to be a biatch. Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it's an ungrateful sort of situation today.
What was a particular joke you might have told that maybe your wife or your kids got upset with you about?
Well, one is her being in the delivery room. That was not good material for her.
She did not like that.
No, not at all. Not especially when we talked in detail, because 8 centimeters dilated freaked me out.
Yeah.
And describing that on stage was not one of her highlights of my comedy.
Might have been you might have done a rewrite on that, huh?
Slideshow?
Yes. Oh my God, it was horrible. It was amazing. I should have went to the classes, girlfriend. I didn't. So it was the first time looking at that thing like that.
And
I was like, whew. We won't be dining here.
I think that thing says it all.
Yeah.
I joke with my son because he's always bringing friends over to the house.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. You know what I mean? I don't like him or his friends.
Right.
And he flicked my nipple in the kitchen while I was frying bacon. Told me I was getting flabby. I asked him if he kissed his mother this morning, and when he told me yes, I let him know what his mother and I just completed that morning.
Listen to me.
People can say all they want, but that boy ain't never going to flick this nipple again. he can skiddly-do on down the road, dog. How about that?
I actually just wrote that down. That's a really good
I'm always telling my children, I'm banging your mother. I am, you know what I mean, in front of their friends. Listen, you're not going to call me an old man and think that you're going to get away with it. There's going to be a day when you outguff me, boy, but it ain't today.
I like that.
It ain't today. You're not happy? Move.
The ace card. Boom. I like that.
How can you defeat I'm banging your mom?
It's the ultimate comeback. You're absolutely right.
They don't like some of my social media content either.
Yeah,
when I do those, you know, like a little, you know, a video of something or how I'm feeling about something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'll pop those on, you know, Raging Cajun John Morgan. I feel strong about things and I spit it out there. And then they like, you know, my teacher saw you so-and-so, you know what I mean? Yeah, did she discuss it with you? No, sir. She just said she saw it. I say, good. Give her my phone number and tell her to tell me she's sorry.
Right.
She don't need to discuss that with you.
Right.
She's trying to get a rise out of you. You hear me? So you tell that teacher, you know, that little, you know, liberal arts teacher, God bless her. Oh, yeah, we'll have some serious discussions, boo. So they don't like some of my social media stuff. You know what I mean?
Hey, you told me your wife has a television show? Or is
she is going to be starting a third season in a program documentary by the Discovery Channel called The Killing Fields.
Wow.
You know,
I've seen that.
At 40 years old, she came to me and said, I'm going back to school. Now, the woman that has supported me and given me all the props and the motivation and the, hey, I'm behind you.
Yep.
During comedy this whole time, at least I could do is give her, you know, that thing. And so she went back to school, became a CSI. Now she's the lead detective.
That's awesome,
And
dude.
She's doing a show on cold cases called The Killing Fields.
That's great.
Jimmy, I think you've mentioned that show before, haven't you?
I love the murder mystery stuff. But the real stuff, you know,
he
like the True Detective, investigative reports type stuff. And I've seen the spots for that. I've not seen one of the shows, but I've seen the ads for it.
Yeah, and I'm all about it. I'm glad for it. I don't necessarily like the woman in my life having three guns.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And figuring everything out.
Yep, you know what I mean?
And
I
knowing how to get rid of you if she needs to.
Brother, and nobody'd ever know.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
She'd be investigating it.
I'd be dropped off on the Atchafalaya as if I would be dropped off here in the marsh, alligators.
Yeah, they'll eat you.
I'm gone.
Nobody will know. They do a documentary about her searching for you. And knowing where you're buried the whole time.
She'd be like, Wouldn't that be great that she knocked me off and made money off of it?
I'm never going to give up.
How many acres did you say live on?
I don't care anymore.
we'll check their first job.
That's a lot of acreage, man.
Now, seriously, that's a great episode of Snap.
Right?
Like CSI detective kills comedian husband.
And they herald
feeds
her,
him to the alligators.
And then she leads the investigation.
Yes!
Leads them the other way.
I love it! Dude. We just wrote your life story for you.
Man, you do not.
Is this ass
acid.
Yeah. I mean, you do have to die, though. So.
Yeah. You know, I never did like this station.
Stupid monsters.
While you're here in San Francisco, do you go out and do any of the rides?
You seem like a Harry Potter kind of guy.
Absolutely not.
You don't do any of that stuff, no.
Absolutely not.
No. What do you do when you're here?
If I had to do it, I hit your thrift stores. I hit your old antique stores. I hit your secondhand stores.
Okay. Yeah.
I dig it.
Yeah. Hey, whatever you do, don't go to Goodwill, buy by the pound.
No.
You can't take it. It'll hurt your heart.
Really?
Like, leaving it's so aggressive. Behind? No. It's $1.19 a pound of clothes. You can go get a whole trash bag full of clothes for like $5. But it is the most intense place I've ever been in my life.
Why? Why is it so intense?
Go to the regular Goodwill, that's all I'm saying. Just because everyone's buying, and they're buying it so fast, and they get into fights, and they holler at each other. It's like walking into, like, WWF.
She could barely rip away that deer dress.
I'd help you fight for that dress, boo. You hear me?
That deer dress is mine.
This deer dress is worth fighting for. I wore it only because the mayor's coming today.
All right. No. It's John Morgan, the Raging Cajun. He's going to be at the Improv all weekend long.
I got underwear just like that.
We appreciate you coming in, John. It's always a pleasure to see you, and have a great holiday.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Raging Cajun letting you know if you ain't getting everything you need from 104 to Monster Baby, you're probably in disco land.
Thank you, buddy. You take care. All right. Hey, when we come back, Angel's going to bring you the ones and twos, the number one and number two song in all the land, so you know what's cool. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to The Monsters of the Morning. Man, excited about a great weekend. And remember, tomorrow you can join at the Taste of Orlando. Angel will be out to the Taste of Orlando from 11 till 4. Spinning tunes, you go see him out there, and the Taste of Orlando is going to be at Waterford Lakes, and you're going to have all kinds of great food, beverage, you're going to have entertainment, kid zone, a man cave, all kinds of cool stuff, and then Carlos will be there from 10 till 4.
Yes.
So you'll see Angel and Carlos out there. All proceeds will be going to the Mustard Seed of Central Florida, so that is going to be great tomorrow, great weather for that. And then tomorrow night, Concourse Live is an event that's going to be in Sanford. I will be there. There's going to be luxurious cars and boats and planes, and you can smoke cigars, and there's going to be fireworks at night, and there's going to be music. It's going to be great. And it's out at the Sanford Airport. So this is a really cool event. Use the promo code IH for iHeart in order to get a free cigar. So what you do is you go to realradio.fm or monster.fm. You type in the word cigars. You'll be able to get your tickets. And when you type in IH, you'll get a free cigar. So come out and join me. I'll be out there. And we can walk around and check out all the boats and planes and the luxurious cars together. And I always get excited for fireworks. I'll bet I'll scream like a little girl. So it'll be awesome. Yeah. Hey, I'm Russ Ronson with Dirty Jim. Savannah, Carlos, Jeff Howe, who wants to remind you about the Red Dog Pub.
Yes, indeed.
This weekend, be performing live.
Yes.
And now Angel's going to bring you the ones and twos, number one and number two song in all the land and all the different genres that matter.
All right, ones and twos brought to you by my great friends over there, Joel and Nicole at Slow and Low Barbecue. They got you covered for Thanksgiving. You're looking to get your turkey. Put your orders in now because they're going to be open until 11 a.m. on Thanksgiving for pickup
at
Slow and Low Barbecue, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
Can you have ribs for Thanksgiving?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, turkey ribs.
All right, so
turkeys have ribs.
Yeah, a little caveat, a little sidebar here. This is the funniest thing that happened this week. Kids in the car with me, we're driving home.
Right.
And Jim Phillips makes the remark about instead of having turkey, he wanted to have steak on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I talked to him about that.
All right, so my kid's in the back seat. She loves steak.
Yeah.
Loves it. Her eyes get like this, like huge. And she's like, Daddy, can we have steak for Thanksgiving? And I'm like, no, we're having turkey.
that just made that price of $49 go up, didn't it? You have steak for...
Yeah, so it was funny. Yeah. You can have whatever you want for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you damn sure can.
If it's cube steak, you can.
I love cube steak. That's a great Thanksgiving choice.
I'm going to make you cube steak to shut you up about cube steak.
And you know what? I'm going to come eat the hell out of it. Ain't even going to... You can try to embarrass me about it. Ain't even going to work because I will come eat it.
The standard issue is cube steak, mashed potatoes, green beans.
Done. I'm all over it.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to argue with you.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you're trying to make fun of me food-wise, it ain't going to work.
Ones and twos brought to you by Slow and Low. I use iTunes because it's reflective of what people are spending their money on, and it's constantly changing, and I find that entertaining.
All right.
But for whatever reason, the last few weeks, this guy's been holding steady at the one or two position consistently. You'll recognize it.
This time, darling, just kiss
me. Is this from Shrek?
Your heart is
it? Is there a new Shrek?
Does this sound like Shrek music?
Obviously Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
He's found the formula, huh?
Apparently. So this is like maybe the sixth or seventh single off of that particular album.
See, I like to think that I do like really good singers, but for some reason he bores me. He's boring to me. I don't know.
I wanted to ask you a question specifically.
What? I don't sing like that.
No, no, no.
I can't do it.
Kind of remnant to those 50s kind of ballads things, the way the melody is and stuff? Yeah. Isn't it kind of odd how it throws back to that?
Yeah. 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 The chord thing. Actually, I was thinking to myself when you were playing, I go, that could probably play on country stations.
Yeah, he does.
I can see that,
it's just my opinion.
All right, coming in at number one.
I'm not a program director. Yeah. Not a singer. Not a program director. My heart is in Havana, we're still in pop.
Selena Gomez?
This is pop.
No, it's...
And she's the new hot pop star.
It's that girl with the C.
Bobby Cabana or something.
Camila Cabello.
Camila Cabello. Okay.
And featuring Young Thug, and this is Havana.
This is Savannah. This guy's horrible. Listen to this guy.
Really?
He's just saying sound effects.
And this is number one, huh?
Look, the girl can sing. Wow. She can go. Young Thug.
I really like her in that song with Machine Gun Kelly.
There you go, yeah.
That was a badass song. Like, I still listen to that when I'm at my house and I want to have sexy time and I don't have anybody to have it with. I watch them do their video.
There's one really nervous lizard, though. He's like, one day he just might. I don't even know what that's about.
How can I hide my tongue?
Gross.
All right,
two notes and he's behind the washer.
So it's Young Thug and Camila.
No, it's Camila. It's her song.
He's
the feature. Yeah, he's the
and
feature.
And Young Thug, okay. Yeah.
All right, we'll keep it moving. We're going to country music. Coming in at number two on the country music charts. When I
was gonna be your forever. It's Low Cash.
Lanco.
Low what?
Lanco.
It's funny, you know, I just went to the CMA Awards. I know this has been number one for several weeks, but this was like, they played for a little bit and then they cut it out. It was not
going over.
It wasn't received like, oh wow, this is a great song, and they got a little nice little baby applause. When but
did they come out on stage?
Did they
wear those traditional kind of southern kind of?
And then they were on the main stage. They were on like this little small stage, and they played like half the song before they go to break. You know, and it was. They were not heralded as, oh, wow, they got the number one song. It was like, oh, this is the cute little upstart. You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is Lanco, the EP. They're a self-titled EP. This is called The Great... the name of the track is The Greatest Love Story.
Hey, EP, now what does that mean? That's the...
It's usually like the teaser before you do the full album drop. Yeah.
So it's got three songs.
Four songs, right, yeah. Back in the day, they called them extended plays, and I never knew why.
Right? Yeah.
Because it's four songs.
Yeah.
Coming in at number one.
Yeah, this is the new one by Keith Urban that they did for the first time at the CMA Awards.
Right. Buttons, kisses, little babies.
it's called Female, and it's like
a single.
It's a positive, I'm just a girl.
It's a positive female song.
Yeah, and it's kind of his response to the whole Harvey Weinstein thing.
Yeah,
hashtag me too.
So that's Keith Urban with Female.
It got a big pop at the CMAs because when he sang the song, they put every word so you knew exactly what he was saying.
Right,
and it's all the positive things you could say about a woman, but I think they throw a couple negatives in.
I think it goes back to the juxtaposition of that.
Urban's hair, real?
I don't know.
Probably not.
He's always had magnificent hair, right?
Yeah, that's what makes it so sketchily fake.
Yeah,
Rod
Stewart's guy. I think he goes to Rod Stewart's guy. So yeah, that's similar hair.
It's like almost too good. Like there's... obvious. I'm jealous. I mean, let's get beyond that. But I mean, he just looks like he's fake as hell.
All right, then we got a new single coming from Chris Stapleton. He's got his album, From a Room, Volume 2, doesn't drop until December the 1st, but we got the third single off of that album.
Now, he got a big pop. When they introduced that guy, he went nuts.
They all want to be him, that's why.
Very true. And I've been out on the edge, and I've stumbled.
Yeah.
So again, this is the newest single. They've dropped three singles before the album has dropped.
Right.
This is the most recent one. It's Trying to Untangle My Mind, Chris Stapleton, and it's from the album that drops on December the 1st,
yeah.
From a Room, Volume 2.
He's another one of the guys that would play on Broadway for tips. You know,
Broadway is a street in Nashville.
It's the main street in Nashville. Okay, yeah. It's Broadway. He would play for tips at the Tootsies and some of those bars,
and he took that money and bought his wife full length dresses.
Stop it! Don't beat me. All right, we're gonna go to the rock music genre. Coming in at number two because I say so.
Great tone on that guitar. It's awesome.
This is awesome.
I want to hear the record.
Yeah.
Stern played the entire show that they did at the Troubadour.
Yeah.
The day after on his show.
STP with the new single.
I like it. Yeah, it's good.
The track's called Meadow. They dropped the single. I'm with you, Jimmy. I'm really looking forward. This is a really good, strong. If this is representative of what they're working on, I am really excited for the new album. This song right here, number one added song across the country to rock radio stations.
I was about to say, there's no way this isn't going to get an assload of airplay.
And this is with the new lead singer. And this lead singer is a guy that won one of those reality shows. Now,
X Factor.
X Factor. So do people
take some credit
away from him for winning
it? No. Actually, yesterday, when Angel played the song before he told us who it was, and he can tell you, people on the texting service already knew who he was.
Okay, so
and they were giving him love.
So that doesn't take credibility away from him that he won a...
You guys, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think he won. I think he appeared in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So, but again, it's Stone Temple Pilots. The new single is Meadow. No word on when the new album is going to drop. And this is with featuring the new singer, Jeff Gutt. Again, I'm really excited about this. Like, if this is representative of what's potentially going to come, I'm really excited. So I can't wait to see what they do with the rest of that. This band, this is the first time I think they've done this. They've dropped their greatest hits album with one new track. See if you guys can figure out who this is.
Okay.
It's not Why Do We Always Send the Poor, it's Let's Rob Them. What's that band's name?
Spock's Car Racer?
No, the two brothers, Benji Madden.
Yeah, it's not Good Charlotte.
Oh, it's not?
It's Green Day.
I was going to say Green Day, and I thought I'd sound like an idiot.
No, Good Charlotte sounds like Green Day.
I literally said it.
Green Day,
I understand that, but this is a weak Green Day song.
No, so this is a new track that they added into their best of album. Who knows how long it's been sitting around in the back of their inventory. The track is called Back in the USA, but the reason this is hysterical, the name of their greatest hits album is this. Greatest Hits. God's favorite band, Green Day. And then it's a caricature of the three of them wearing priest outfits.
That's funny.
I like it.
It's pretty classic Green Day.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing about Green Day, it's like AC/DC, man. They never, ever, 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 ever veered from the formula.
Yeah.
Write pop punk songs, sing them perfectly, make it a bouncy melody, and enjoy your cash. That's what they've done. That's what they've done for damn near 30 years,
And then do a ballad that'll be everybody's prom song for years to come.
Right.
Last song on Seinfeld.
Right, and then make your eighth album your best album, or whatever it was. Sixth or seventh album, the Grammy winner, or whatever.
They did break out of the norm, because didn't they have a Broadway play?
At a rock opera.
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah, rock opera.
But, I mean, it's on an album release, like in a stereotypical Green Day album release, I believe. I mean, it's a different thing altogether.
Yeah.
Great concert, too.
I think Dookie was their best album.
Going to dance music, coming in at number two.
Yeah.
I want to glow in my teeth. You're the only one that makes me wait all the time. Oh, yeah, blow my mind. Boom, boom, and blow my mind. You're the only one that gets under my skin. You're doing damage. Nobody's ever been.
All right, who's that?
This is Party Next Door, and it features Halsey, and his track's called Damage. Now, wait till you hear the chick sing. She's the one that's probably more recognizable. She's got a very distinctive voice.
I don't hate it.
I like it.
I hate it enough for both of y'all.
Halsey?
Halsey.
She does have a great voice. She reminds me of that chick Daya as well.
Yeah.
Smoky voice, Jeff. You like that?
Yeah, a little too much autocorrect.
And played the Amway.
Did she?
Yep.
But she featured on...
All right, so that's Damage, Party Next Door, and Halsey, and then coming in at number one.
A little faster.
This is number one in the EDM.
Dance music, EDM,
dance,
yeah.
EDM, yeah.
Will we know this name?
You know, you might be familiar with one of the names, the producer DJ that's fronting it, and then I'm not familiar with the female feature.
Hey, Angel, was there a big EDM concert like last week?
Yeah, we had EDC here. So this is Steve Aoki with Lauren Guerrari, and the track's called All Night.
Hey, how long do you think this trend is going to last? I heard an interview with Diplo yesterday, and it was actually a really interesting interview talking about how he became an electronic musician. It's an amazing story, by the way, out of Philly. But how long do you think, Angel, this whole idea of really good vocalists featuring electronic artists that can create this music? I mean, is this something we're...
Nah, it'll be endless. It's because it's a generational thing, right? So the next group of young people,
Has a little life, and then it.
The next group of young people will take this, and it'll morph into something else. It'll be electronic-y based. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then I'm gonna give you my last my two picks for the week.
All right,
coming. This is one of the ones that I've completely fallen in love with this band.
I love how Angel's all over the board with the kind of stuff he likes.
Right.
It's like it could be. Hold on.
Yeah, I love that.
Are we gonna know immediately when the guy starts singing?
Oh, why are you making an assumption it's gonna be a dude?
Is it that girl that was that was Cindy Lou Who? No?
Taylor Momsen?
Yeah.
Was this Thunder Pink?
Who is it?
Thunder Pussy.
Oh. Are they all girls?
Yes.
It's an all-girl band.
It does sound remarkably similar to Pretty Reckless, though. You have to admit, even the effect on her voice is similar.
So what's the name of this band, Angel?
The name of this band, hailing out of Seattle, Washington, is Thunder Pussy. The name of this track is Speed Queen. They have a couple other singles. Do yourself a favor. Go check them out.
Now, do they play Thunder Pussy on the radio?
They ought to.
Typically, though, if we listen to JR,
they're brand new. So they're new. They're on the come up. I've only released an EP.
Yeah.
Mike McCready from Pearl Jam has played with them on a couple of their new tracks.
Okay.
So hopefully they're up and coming band. We'll hear plenty and plenty of music from them.
All right.
And then my second pick of the week.
I come from the God Body era. I got a doctorate in rocking it, part of we got it popping, it's marvelous. Can watch it, you follow a carbon copies, I'm stopping to intervene. You erroneous, these the phoniest rappers I've ever seen. When I take flight, I'm traveling like that's a double entendre. From when I'm touring, exploring outside the genre, illuminate when I'm grabbing the mic.
Is this
so bright and a blinder. Yeah, I'm back with a friendly reminder.
It's a brand new album from Talib Kweli. It's called Radio Silence. This particular track is Traveling Light featuring Anderson .Paak. He's got some great features on the new album. Jay Electronica's on there. Who else? We got...
If I had to ask the audience, how many people do you think thought that was Eminem?
Wow, I never thought about Eminem. Style.
Eminem has a new song out. He's going to be on Saturday Night Live this Saturday night.
Oh, really?
M's album is dropping.
I'll watch that.
M's album is dropping anytime soon.
Okay.
Chance the Rapper is the featured artist on there.
No. Chance the Rapper is the host.
The host.
And Eminem is the featured artist.
I don't know how I feel about the new Eminem song. I heard it one time. It's with Beyonce.
With Beyonce, yeah.
Hey, preachy.
I got a question. So Eminem, rapper, Chance the Rapper, obviously a rapper. Do they have beef or they like each other?
I think they're friends.
No, they're down.
And Chance looks up to M.
Okay.
Yeah. M's the elder statesman in that scenario. All those cats are looking up to him.
Sure.
And that's the Ones and Twos brought to you by Slow and Low Barbecue.
And by the way, you can listen to Angel tonight from 10 till midnight. It's What the Hell is Angel Listening To? And it's, he gets to, you know, he hosts his own show, plays the music he likes. Nobody tells him what to play. And that's very rare in the music industry now. Or the radio industry, I'm sorry. When we come back, it's time for Savannah Instagram Models. Woo-hoo! You're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
You're down for this. You should probably get out more. I'll be planning out tours with a band of outlaws. I'm packing my bags, just marijuana and magazines. Wrapping the flag around the pistol, the red, the black, and the green. Never crashing, the grill is mean when I'm whipping machines. Dipping between all these commuters, they moving slow like they sipping the lean. Are they living the dream? Get to the old
radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Monster of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. Reminding you that about 15 minutes, you'll have another opportunity to win $1,000. That's right. All you got to do is text the keyword. We'll be doing that all day long here on Real Radio 104.1. And reminding you, too, that Jeff Howe will be at the Red Dog Pub
in Kissimmee tonight. Yeah, actually, Shoot the Thrill is going to be playing tomorrow at the premier AC/DC band in America. They're awesome. And Sunday, Acoustic Sundays. Come see us tonight.
All right.
Will you let my friend into the green room?
Sure. I'll go. You're talking about this office.
Yeah, this just into the green room. Okay, so, hey, I'm Savannah, and this segment is being brought to you by Gatorland Orlando.
Awesome.
So, today is a very special day, so here's what I need for you folks to do.
Okay.
I need you right now to go and subscribe to Gatorland's YouTube, because today we have two big YouTube superstars that are coming out into the park. One is Brian Barczyk, one is Omar Gosh TV. They're both coming to, no, in the other room. And then they're both coming to Gatorland, and we're going to do some videos. We're going to do some, probably some zip lining, and then it's going to fall into the nighttime where there's night shines and scary crocodiles and who knows what else. All right, so I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about something that I'm doing that I'm super proud of.
What's that?
That you guys don't know about. Today is going to be my very first vlog that I ever do. Do you know what a vlog is?
A video blog?
Yes. Today's my very first vlog, and it started here this morning with you guys.
Hey, this is my very first vlog.
That's very funny.
I just thought
I'm very excited about it. I never did a vlog before. It's a learning experience, and most people, you know, have a hard time learning new things. I'm trying my best.
Where do you put a video blog?
Gatorland has a YouTube channel.
Right.
And my vlog will be a separate part of that YouTube channel underneath their big name.
Gotcha. Okay.
Now, right. I do follow some beautiful women from China that vlog all day. I pay $29.99 a month.
No. Mine's not going to be like that.
Oh, well, then I don't know what kind of vlog you speak of. But is it cam girl vlogging?
No, it is not cam girl. Thank you very much.
I'm just trying to figure out what's going on here.
It is not cam girl. It is not twerk turkey. It is
Angels out.
Happy twerky day.
Instagram. It doesn't go on Instagram.
It only goes on YouTube. It can go on Instagram once I'm verified, and I'm not yet. So if anyone from the Instagram world is listening right now, you need to verify my account.
Okay.
Because people steal my stuff every day.
They do.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Every single day they steal it.
Right.
So, I just wanted to talk to you guys a little bit today about social currency. And just do a little test and see where you guys are social media-wise.
Social currency? You mean like...
Your social media currency. How much you're worth in the social media world.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Who thinks they're worth the most? Raise your hand.
Me. Sure.
And me.
I think I'm worth $69.
You think you're worth $69? I think I'm worth $72.
Damn.
Do you know what that is?
What? Oh, I like it.
Russ, what do you think your social media currency is?
I have no idea.
On a scale of 1 to 100.
I don't know.
100 being like, what's that girl's name with the fuzzy eyebrows that I can't stand?
Fuzzy eyebrow, Francis?
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah.
Her being a 10 and you being a what?
The 4, maybe.
Okay, Dirty Jim, what do you think you are?
10.
What do you think you are, Joe?
I'm in arrears on that one.
What do you think you are, Angel?
4.
4. Okay. Those are pretty good guesses. What do you think you are, Carlos?
A hard 7.
You think you're a hard 7?
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm an 8. I think I'm going to go 8. What do you guys think?
Yeah, what do you judge it by, though?
You judge it by how many people respond to the things that you put out.
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
And, well, yeah, oh, how many likes you get, how much engagement you get, all of those kinds of things. So I was going to ask you guys, what do you think I should put in my very first vlog? Of all the things you've seen at Gatorland and all the things you've seen me do, what is the coolest thing you've seen me do that I can put in my first vlog?
You need to do that Savannah meat run where you got that bucket full of meat and you're running there with all those...
I can't do that right now because the alligators are too big. And they will eat me.
And they're crocodiles,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the bigger they are, the faster they are. And they will for sure eat me. Well, today's not a good day for that.
You want to get some hits, though. That'll do it.
Yeah, right? But I don't want to sacrifice my life.
Yeah, okay. It's dangerous.
Go back to what your mama said and eat pie with your feet or whatever she said.
I was going to have your little lizard right there by your feet. Yeah. And then you're eating bonbons and just do a wide shot of that.
So, Angel goes food and lizards. And speaking of that, I have a case of Oreos downstairs in the back of my car for Angel.
Wow.
And let me tell you how that happened.
Or is it a half a case?
I will tell you that I took some packs out of it because what happened was it was my day off and I started getting this barrage of messages. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm doing an assignment like I'm not there right now. What is it that you need? The Orkin Man is looking for you. Okay, well, what's the Orkin Man? What does he need, right? What
yeah.
Did he find a snake to give me? Like, what's happening? He needs to see you immediately. Okay, so I bust my butt, I get dressed, I get in there, and it is a case of Oreos for Angel. Not for me, for Angel.
Oh,
for me to deliver to Angel.
Yeah, there's
people love feeding a giant. It's the craziest thing.
They really do.
Begging for the Oreos, guys.
Yes, and I have to go downstairs and get them. But you should go downstairs and get them.
I will get them.
And to be fair, they have been in the back of my Jeep for the past 12 hours.
So that's melty.
Yeah. Extra spicy.
Melty goodness.
Your Jeep probably needs the Orkin Man right now.
Yeah,
probably.
What flavor is this one? Marlboro.
No. They're all in their packages, so I left them that way. So what would you want to see if you could see anything in my very first vlog from Gatorland?
Well,
you can't use that.
I can't use the meat.
No, and you can't use the pie in the feet thing because that's just creepy.
Well, your mama said that.
Don't be a Weinstein.
I don't know. Probably you doing something. Oh, okay. Remember when you were trying to teach that one crocodile how to fetch the ball and you actually got to do that again? That's good.
Okay, that's a good one. Angel, what do you think I should do?
I like the ones, for example, just the other day, you posted one, and it was, I guess she's a female, and she was, like, white and yellow.
Yes.
And you were rubbing her, and she, like
oh, she puts her butt out?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I like that one.
Those kind of things where
always
they actually react. Well, no, because they
always with asses.
No,
even reptile asses.
No, she reacted. The gator actually reacted to her. I'd never seen a gator do that.
Because alligators like to get their butt scratched. People didn't know that. Don't go out and scratch alligators. I'm not condoning that, but they do like to get their butt scratched. Like a cat, they'll push their butt further into it. Because they like it.
Yeah, she was grooving on it.
That's a new thing I learned. Dirty Jim, what do you think I should do besides get eaten?
I think you should sit on that rock that's out in the middle of the gator pond and interview chickens for the jumperoos.
that's funny.
A great idea.
Like, just talk to them, like have them on there and say, now, what makes you qualified to do the jumperoo?
I'm
just
for sure going to steal that from you.
And I mean really talk to them. Really find out what's your motivation here.
Absolutely.
What makes you want to get eaten in front of these people?
I love it. Jeff, what do you think I should do?
Corn dog in the cleavage.
That's good, too.
Damn it,
Carlos?
Man.
Just when I thought I'd won.
And you are winning, because the chicken interviews will be done.
I think you need to take Jimmy's segment of where you're at, and the first segment and first city should be Cooter City.
You weren't here for Cooter City.
No.
Yeah, you missed that.
Yeah, we're getting Cooter City t-shirts made.
It's right in the middle of Underdress County.
Is there a real place called Cooter City?
It lives under Savannah's dress.
You should know.
It was Jimbo Lovebone in Cooter City.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Jimbo Lovebone's Adventures in Cooter City.
Actually, Waylon Jennings used to have them open for them.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
All right, so do me a favor right now. Go to your YouTube. Go to Gatorland's channel. Underneath that channel, you're going to see Gatorland Vlog. And subscribe. And you're going to see some cool stuff later today. Yeah?
Yeah.
Good?
Hell yeah.
I did good?
You did good.
Yay, because I really left my segment in the other room when I was making a video. I wrote it all out and I left it in the other room and I couldn't remember anything. So good for the Oreo guy. Thank you, Orkin Man, for contributing to my segment. I appreciate it.
All right, coming up in a couple minutes, another chance to win $1,000. All you do is listen for that keyword. When you text the keyword to 200-200, wait for about an hour or so and you might get a phone call from a number you don't recognize. Make sure you answer the phone for that. When we come back, Carlos is going going to take you to the top. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Doing this for some years, y'all so late. So banging Outkast and a little George Strait. Hot damn, Colt Ford, back with Bubba K.
Country fried baptizing gravy. Can't wash off what the good Lord made you. No matter how far that highway goes, an old dirt road to get you home.
Come on.
If you see it in the eye when they try to lie, you're a bullet hole and a stop sign guy. Then I'm right there with you. Put your drinks up high for my country folk. Hey. My country folk. Hey.
Everything real funny till the money come. Now they want some, when they ain't wanted none. And that's just how the thing go when you get her done. We did it, son. Yeah, we did it, son.
Your chance to win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1.
Remember, you got chances all day long to win that money. Right past the, through the Monsters, through the News Junkie, the Phyllis File, Tom and Dan, and then tonight as well. Primetime Kitchen starts tonight at 9 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
And then Sunday morning, we replay it at 8 o'clock as well. Good show this week. It's a lot of fun. David Ramirez is an internationally recognized pastry chef. By the way, he was voted in 2009 the best in the nation. And he's going to tell us how to get your Thanksgiving dinner just right with all your lovely sweets.
Very good. All right, now it's time for Carlos to take you to the top.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Cookie, cookie.
Almost high enough. Almost. Right on the...
You should hear me driving to work practicing cookie, cookie.
Really? You know what? I Monday, wear really tight underwear.
That's what I can do.
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. Hello.
Hey.
My name is Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To The Top. Every single morning, try and take it to the top, make you think, make you laugh, whatever it may be. Today is no different. It's a beautiful Friday here in Central Florida, Orlando, and for us, it's quite chilly. For us, we're getting our jackets out.
Yep, I got my coat today.
Yeah, it's blistering. 66 degrees.
Is that what it is, 66?
I love it. Maybe. Maybe. It might be even hotter than that by now. But last night, man, the wind was blowing. It's not even 66, Deborah?
No, I believe it's still in the 50s.
Nice!
Even better.
I love it.
Even better.
That's why everybody's in a good mood.
I think so.
Feeling frisky.
And I shouldn't be. Well, actually, you should definitely check me out tomorrow. I will be at Taste of Orlando at Waterford Lakes Plaza with DJ Angel of Boom. Mm. I'll be out there from 12 to 2. And Angel will be out there from 11 to 4.
Yes.
And it's going to be a great time. Food
you're there
and drink.
Two to four.
2 to 4. I'm going to be there 2 to 4, like I said. I forget times, Russ. You know how it is. 2 to 4, I'll be out there. But I'll probably get out there earlier because I live really close to there. That's my spot. That's where I go get all of my things. I like to buy expensive stuff at Target, you know, get pasta, $2 a box.
Woo, big spender.
You know, you're getting that service. Day 17. Day 17 of November. November.
Oh, I still haven't had any Mountain Dew. How you like that?
That's really tough from somebody from South Carolina.
And you know what? I went to Taco Bell yesterday. I didn't eat the food.
How do you go to Taco Bell and not get Mountain Dew?
I didn't get a Mountain Dew. I mean, I might have done worse, but it wasn't a Mountain Dew, and that's what I betted. So yeah. I got a strawberry candy Slurpee.
There's nice. No sugar in that.
So what it is November, there are certain things you're going to say no
right.
to. So you were
and
gonna
a
say,
bottle of water.
You were going to say no to Mountain Dew, and then you were saying no to pizza.
Mine was pizza
and soda
and chocolate chip cookies.
Right. But I missed the crisp Mountain Dew.
I know, and I missed my crisp cherry Coke, and I missed the delicious chocolate chip cookie and a slice of pizza. Oh, so nice.
You still got more than a week to go.
Well, here's my dilemma. Mm. My daughter, who has been the big protector of November, she's
right.
like, you haven't eaten anything? Good.
Don't do it.
You know, she's like on it. And I'm just challenging myself. And I suggest that to anybody else out there. I was eating too much of this. You can't be eating soda, cookies, and pizza every day, Carlos. Like a 10-year-old had his wish.
Right.
I stuck to it. It's as if they asked 10-year-old Carlos, what are you going to do when you're a grown-up? Well,
I'm going to deny myself all the things I love.
I know. But for 36 years, Deborah, no denying.
Yeah.
Only applying this logic.
There you go.
Oh, you like
that? There you go. That's to the top.
So, exactly. So it's been a little tough, but here's my dilemma.
I bet.
My daughter is like, so, Daddy, you're going to eat, you get to eat during Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I go, what? No, it's November. It's not like, you know, she goes, no, but it's holidays. It's everything's free on holidays.
Yeah, there are no rules on holidays.
No rules on holidays.
I'm with her.
But then do I get to call it a November if I eat on the holiday?
Oh.
Thoughts, questions, comments, concerns. Jimmy, you're the harshest critic. Let's go.
Yeah, no, you can't. You gotta stay true.
Damn.
Jeff, sorry, buddy. Yeah, I mean,
I know, but this is why I want a consensus here.
You gotta stay true, but there's one thing that'll help curb those cravings.
Yes.
Raisin toast. Oh. Waffle House.
Jeff Howell's the only person I know that eats raisin toast. Russ Rollins.
Okay, it's a holiday. You only have so many holidays in your life. What do you have? How many? Like, you might have, like, say, 85 in your life, right?
Yes.
You don't want to ruin them by going by some stupid rule you're not going to go with next year anyway. I say eat whatever the hell you want on Thanksgiving.
I like the way you're thinking on this.
Only so many in your life. And you know what? You're always talking about, live for today.
You're right.
The tomorrow might not come.
Hell
and,
yeah.
And, God forbid someone
says. Don't do it.
Yeah, do it.
Don't buy into it.
Enjoy it for one day.
Well, misery loves company.
You're not going to have pizza on Thanksgiving Day, so really none of those things you cut out,
he's trying to have pizza on Thanksgiving Day. That's what we're talking about, Deborah.
I would wake up on Thanksgiving Day and drive directly to that downtown pizza place and pick up a pie, walk out of there at 9 o'clock in the morning, smile ear to ear, directly home.
You can have turkey and the trimmings and pumpkin pie, but no cherry Coke, pizza, and
life
no chocolate chip cookies.
Does anybody
make a Thanksgiving pizza? Like a flatbread that's like maybe a cornbread base or something like that. Dirty Jim?
I don't know.
It's a brilliant idea.
But Pringles just came out with a Thanksgiving dinner it's in beta testing right now, but they have all the flavors of Thanksgiving in Pringles.
I don't even know how they did that. That's crazy.
It's magic.
Well, Angel.
Oh, you got to eat, dude.
Oh, so it's kind of split.
It's a holiday. Yeah. There's only some in your life.
Oh, man.
It could be your last, God forbid, it could be your last Thanksgiving.
Look, if you're able to find a pizza place open on Thanksgiving Day.
There you go.
If you're able to accomplish that, because the only thing that I know that is open on Thanksgiving Day is going to be Chinese food and maybe a bar and maybe a convenience store.
Well, Dad, Gigi will make you one. Watch.
Yeah, Gigi would make me one in 2 seconds.
Did you want to ask me?
Savannah? What do you think I should do? Should I have one just the holiday where I eat and I'll go crazy? I'm a glutton and an addict, and I will just blow it out on that day, or stick to the whole November.
Let me tell you why you don't do it.
Okay. Oh, look at you!
Because everybody wants to be a beast till you got to do what beasts do, and beasts don't get to eat on Thanksgiving Day.
I don't go to sleep
when I'm tired. I go to sleep when I'm done.
Let me ask you a question. Since you're a workout guy, you're going to go to the gym. You're going to go to the gym Thanksgiving morning, right?
Hell yeah, I am. Okay. Did you vacation? Did you actually go to the gym?
Hell no.
Then you just vacation.
Of course he did.
But I'm not a workout guy.
That's true. You're health guy.
I don't have the moniker.
Oh, so, speaking of workout guy. Okay, so I went to the gym yesterday.
Yeah.
Of course he did.
Duh.
And duh is correct. And so I'm working out.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen my workout BFF in a long time.
This is a guy that he has seen in the gym, has never spoke to him.
Never.
He looks at the guy and thinks, I think I could be his friend.
He has a man crush
on
him.
But I'm afraid to talk to him.
Because he's so rich.
But he did give him a what's up one time, and the guy put his head down like he didn't want to look at him.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Now have you contacted a trainer to see if maybe he'll pass a note and give the note to him and then give you the... And all you have to do is write down... Would you be my friend? Check yes or check no.
I may do that next time. Because
go old school.
I go old school, but this is what happened yesterday.
Throw it back.
I think that's a good idea, Deborah. Thank you for the insight. I was trying to do, my normal 30 pull-ups.
Right.
Right.
Anybody else do 30 pull-ups?
It's so ridiculous. No one's going to comment.
Yeah.
You don't think I can do 30 pull-ups?
I do my 5, 5, and 5.
I'll take your bet and you'll lose your money.
Okay, $10. You do full pull-ups, extension all the way down, and then all the way back up, chin over the bar without question.
Yes.
Okay, $20.
Who's bringing the bar on Monday?
Well, I don't care.
Who's got a door bar?
I don't care whoever brings it. I'll do it. But here's the thing. So I'm about to do them, and I've always felt the bar that they have there is an awkward bar, okay? So a guy next to me.
You mean it's
too high? I've been there, too.
So the guy next to me takes off his headphones. He's like, motions me to take off my headphones. I take them off. He's like, isn't that bar, really weird? And I'm like, Yeah, it is. And I'm ready to put my headphones. And the guy keeps talking.
He's still talking to you, yeah.
And I'm like, dude, you see, I'm like on my last rep here. But then I realize I'm that guy.
Yeah, you are.
I'm that guy.
Yeah. You're ignoring the guy that wanted to talk to you.
Yeah, and I'm trying to work it.
Yeah.
But I've come up to several different gentlemen and ladies and had discussions with them, and now I know how they felt.
Yeah.
But I'm not stopping. I'm going to keep talking. keep talking to
people. See, once you put headphones in, you put headphones in, it's like you got a force field around you. No one should talk to you.
Yeah.
You know, you get headphones in, I don't know.
All right, what is this gym thing you speak of?
Well, it's a thing we do. We're trying to stay healthy. And
his gym sometimes has pizza.
It does. That's the oddest thing. It's the oddest thing.
You know, they talk about carb loading.
Yeah.
Take care of those muscles after you're done.
Did you say carb loading?
Yeah, what did you think you heard? No, don't repeat it.
Car actually. Bloating.
Well, I know one thing. I'm not going to be going to the movies this weekend. I have a very packed weekend. Of course, Taste of Orlando on Saturday.
You're not going to go to see Justice League?
Yeah. You know what? No.
I don't even care about it.
I don't. I genuinely have zero desire to see the film. I feel like I've seen this film 47 times.
Yeah.
And let's remind people out there something that are just eviscerating this film.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be for kids.
No, it's I don't comic. Think so. I think they, yes, they no, this no. We more got, serious.
We've gotten so far away from what the hell a comic book is that it's supposed to be this like masterpiece, Godfather Part Two. It's for kids. Every kid walking out of there is going to go, "That was awesome!"
Right, right.
And they blew up the car. And you ask any kid about any of these movies, and they're all awesome, and that's what they're for. And so many people are like, you know, you got these crews. I get to work with these crews. I get to work with these people that put their blood, sweat, and tears into these films.
When they push them really hard, Carlos, do you think that's a good sign or a bad sign?
No, it's a horrible sign. But they got to spend the $175 million budget that they have.
Because last night on Gotham, they did like certain breaks, and then like for like a minute, all the actors were talking about the, you know, and they were giving brand new the trailers, and I'm like, ooh, they're pushing pretty hard.
It's a machine, and they're really trying to compete with Marvel. And I mean, it's not even going to make that much money this weekend. This weekend, it's looking like it'll make around $118 million.
Well, that's good.
It's not. It's not good. It's mediocre.
That's amazing that it's gotten to the point where $118 million
is mediocre.
This film should have the biggest opening weekend of all time. I mean, whenever the Avengers will have the biggest opening weekend of all time. That's what they make these tentpole pictures for. Thor had a massive weekend, right. You know, and so they're just trying to catch up to Marvel. The reviews are mixed big time. But once again, I'll remind you, if you have kids, they're gonna love it. They're gonna have fun. The crew and the cast they just work so hard for this that it always makes me upset when it's like, okay, you cannot like the film, but don't call it a dumpster fire set on fire by the devil himself.
I'll be able to give you a review on Monday because I'm going tomorrow for sure.
You'll probably really dig it. Yep. You know, it's supposed to be.
Well, you said it's a movie for kids.
That's it.
There you go. Exactly right.
I love
exactly
Batman.
Right. Yes. And as far as what am I doing this week? I'm going to Cirque du Soleil.
Oh,
nice.
Yes.
Yay,
yeah, you'll
love fun. It.
And they got about a month left, right?
Right.
And
then it's all up. I want to thank them. They asked me to come out and check it out.
Got one of those invites, yeah. Heck, that's awesome, man.
I haven't been since I think it opened.
Yeah.
Like, it's been a long time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know the Asian girls that do the yo-yo things?
Them.
Yeah. Same girls.
Same girls.
Same girls. It's not.
Just feed them this potion that keeps them.
They never grew up.
Yeah, yes. And I know last time I was there, I actually went with Jimmy. And,
did you?
Yeah, and I was sitting with him, and that front guy, the guy that comes
the main
out.
Guy?
Yeah, he goes,
yeah.
One day when I grow up, I'm going to be that guy.
Did you go with me when I was four?
Jimmy said that?
Yeah.
It was baby Jimmy, actually.
He did it.
That guy used to come into Cricketers in the old days.
The creepy walking guy, right?
Yeah, creepy walking guy. He's like a really good-looking guy. You know,
of but course he's ripped.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, no, his face is good looking, but he makes that face the whole time, and you can't tell.
Yeah,
I saw the show last weekend, still holds up after 20 years.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's still amazing.
Great, yeah.
I wonder what they're going to do with it. I wonder what they're going to do with the
location. I think they're putting another show like that in.
Okay.
From what I heard, they're kind of combining Blue Man Group and Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, yeah, like that,
I think. Now, maybe I shouldn't have.
I heard that as well, Jeff.
Yeah.
Combining Blue Man. Blue Man's Disney. Well, I mean, I guess they're not affiliated. They're kind of their own thing, so they could absolutely do that. Hey, Motivational Minute is this, man. You could be broke. You could be sad. You could be, maybe out of a job. But if you have a kid and you have a child and you're little and tiny, go home today and pick them up. Okay? Just pick them up and hold them and give them a kiss because they're going to be too big to pick up one day. And you're going to have to be picking them up money-wise. You're going to have to be picking them up mentally-wise and spiritually-wise. But as long as they're little and as long as you can pick them up, I heard the best advice, just pick up once a day. Go over, pick up that kid. Give him a kiss. Give him a hug. Because from what everybody tells me, you will absolutely. Do you miss that? Kissing your
little, yeah.
Picking up your little baby girl, baby boy.
Fortunately, I'm still strong enough to pick my boy up.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. I'll do that too. And I do know one thing. Today will be a great day. To the top, never stop.
Hey, I think when we come back, we're going to have Mayor Buddy Dyer will be with us. So we'll have that when we return. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. Shoot the Thrill is going to be at the Red Dog Pub tomorrow night, which is an AC/DC cover band. And we know Pat the Plumber, who's been a real great supporter of ours for a long time. His son is the...
Johnny is the guitar player. They are amazing. They put on a great show. They are as good as AC/DC ever was. I'm telling you. Okay, well, they're second is
they're
good.
They're really good.
Second is good. Red Dog Pub. I'll be there tonight and Sunday.
Yeah.
And that singer they have is unbelievably good. Not only does he look a little bit like Brian Johnson, he sounds great.
Yeah.
I mean, and this boy does a great job. Johnny's a monster. He's a good player.
Hey, welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Roms. I'm with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos, Savannah, and Jeff Howe all here today. Coming up very soon, I know that he's in the building. Mayor Buddy Dyer is going to come in and talk to us for a little bit, which will be awesome. But I saw, Angel, you sent me this this email about, so now we know how much 1,500 pounds of cocaine is worth from this story. The other day, we talked about the story with we found somebody found 50 pounds worth of coke, right?
I'm telling you right now, this is where that came from.
You think so? But
100%.
But this is over on the other side of the...
I thought this... I might be wrong. No. I thought they caught these people in New York City.
New York City.
It says Australia.
Oh, okay. My bad.
En route to Australia.
That was your homies package.
This says 1,500 pounds of cocaine. What do you think this says that is worth? 1,500 pounds of cocaine.
10 million.
You say 10 million. Coke. What do you think, Jeff Howe?
I'm going to go, well, it depends. Are we talking wholesale or street?
Jeff, please stop.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll go 15 million.
15 million. What do you think, Carlos?
Yeah, like 20 million.
20 million you're going up to. And then,
27 million.
No, it says 1,500 pounds of this particular type of cocaine found on this particular yacht, $186 million worth.
Oh, man.
Dang.
That's
a lot of yacht.
That's a lot of yacht, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
And the
couldn't, with the different like jet streams in the water that happened, all those different currents, couldn't have maybe a package of theirs fallen off and ended up on Melbourne Beach? Am I reaching?
Might be a stretch.
We had a guy texting yesterday when we were talking about that, and he said that he just called in a report to the Coast Guard that he saw 14 or 15 bales floating.
No.
Yeah, that was yesterday, yeah.
What is he calling the police for?
That's what I asked him, and then I hung up and erased my number and threw my burner phone in the sewer.
The dude they caught,
that
too,
track phone?
He looks like someone's grandpa. Yeah. Like a 68-year-old man, you wouldn't suspect him, you know?
Well, I mean, Russ, you know, 24-year-olds don't have yachts as a rule.
I know, but I'm saying if you saw this guy on his yacht, you would not think he had $160 million worth of cocaine, you know?
Yeah, that's why they get guys like that. They don't fit the profile, you know?
So they just give him a cut?
Well, I mean, or just tell him, hey, we'd like you to do this. Hell, I mean, man. Or we could kill you, I guess.
So this guy was doing a run. Basically, they're speculating that he picked this load up in Thailand and then was sailing back to Australia. And that's the route that they do.
How do you get tipped on that? Is that just a random thing where they randomly search? If that's the case, think about that. You randomly search a yacht, find 1,500 pounds of coke, 40,000 other yachts sailed right by.
Either he cut somebody out of a deal or that he's infringing on somebody else's business. That's what that is.
Yeah. I'm saying, dude.
They call somebody up and it's like, hey, yo, you might want to check out this yacht right here.
Yeah,
or they got one of his operatives, his lower operatives, and said, look, you're going to jail for life, and or you can tell us who's bringing that stuff
in. But then what kind of quality of life do you have if you rat out your boss?
Well, I don't know.
I think that's disgusting.
I know, but I'd rather rat out my boss and get raped in prison.
I wonder where the trip...
He's going to get raped either way.
The trip from Thailand to Australia has got to be a rough one, you know?
What's that?
If you're going from Thailand to Australia... that's
on a boat.
Yeah, on a boat. That's gotta be a lot.
I don't think that's that bad.
You know?
It's like going to the Bahamas from here.
No.
Like Papua New Guinea's right up above Australia.
Yeah. Well, you actually have been to Australia, so you know.
Yeah, Australia's awesome. Yeah. But it's an expensive place to live. Let me just give you a little Australia example?
Yes, a quick one, yeah.
Or is the mayor here?
Yeah, we're gonna take a break, but just
when you go to buy dog food in Australia, it is the equivalent to our hamburger that we eat, we humans eat here in the United States. Yeah, it comes in a pack. It's fresh ground up. It's the same quality. It's like their D quality, but it's like our A quality. Interesting, huh?
All right, we'll take a break and we'll come back with the mayor. All right, don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Social media experience.
No, that's not what happened.
That is our social.
What? Why would I not tag you in a photo on purpose?
Facebook.com/RealRadio1041. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting
Hey, welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins with Dirty Jim. We've got Angel and Carlos, Savannah, Jeff Howell here today. But our special guest is the Honorable Mayor Buddy Dyer. Good to see you, buddy. How you doing, man?
Good morning, guys. I haven't been in a while.
I know.
Thanks
been
for
a while.
Letting me back in.
We appreciate you coming in. You look great. I know you've been really busy. We were talking real quickly during the break about the news that came out at the beginning of the week. I think it was about how successful it was to have WrestleMania here in Orlando. And you are a big part of that because you brought it into Orlando, and maybe some people probably thought it was silly, right?
Well, I love having WrestleMania here, and a lot of people don't realize it's a top five event of anything that you can think of. So Super Bowl's up there, World Cup's up there, but WrestleMania is in the top five, and it broke every single record for anything we've ever had in Orlando, and it broke every record that WrestleMania had done.
Wow.
So think about how
much money did it bring in?
Over $180 million.
Oh, my God.
So think about the investment that we made in the Citrus Bowl, now Camping World Stadium. We did $200 million worth of improvements. That one event almost brought in as much economic development as we spent.
That's amazing.
And that doesn't, you know, think of the other things we've had there, the bowl games, the ACC Championship, this weekend, the Florida Classic.
Right, that's
Monster
Jam. Monster Truck Show, yeah.
Monster Truck, Pro Bowl.
Hey, buddy, I'm sorry. Mayor Dyer. I'm sorry. Yeah.
We're all by ourselves. Nobody's listening, right?
Right. Do you go and do you talk to Vince McMahon yourself, or does his people talk to your people? How does that work out?
So it's a combination with Central Florida Sports Commission is the lead agency. But both times that we've made our pitch, I've gone and talked with Vince McMahon up in Connecticut, and Linda McMahon, and Stephanie McMahon now is really on top of things. She was here for the entire week, and I suggested to her virtually every day that there ought to be a rotation, that Orlando ought to get WrestleMania every, whatever, 4 or 5 years.
Because
we're kind of the second home of WWE now with the training facility, with Full sale, and it's been an overwhelmingly successful event both times it's been here.
Would you find it, I want to say difficult, but obviously a shrewd business family, was it hard to deal with in a way, or not?
No, I have to tell you, dealing with WWE and the superstars and their talent is so easy because they're all so nice, they're all so humble.
They're professionals.
They're professionals, but they respect the fact that they're in a sports entertainment, that some of them, but for that environment, that work thing, would not have the opportunity to make the money they're making.
Sure. Yeah.
The Big Show said to me, and for those your listeners that don't know who the Big Show is, this guy's like, I don't know, 400 pounds. He is truly the Big Show.
Yeah.
But I was talking to him. He says, I'm so thankful every day. I pull on tights and I'm big and I push people around and I make money doing that.
Yeah, right.
What type of life is that? It's fantastic.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, you've done a wonderful job, I mean, the entire time, but right after Pulse, obviously, I think you were a great leader. And then now, since Pulse, there have been so many other tragedies. And I know I hear the stories all the time that when a tragedy like this happens, like, you are one of the first guys to pick up the phone and talk to a leader of another city who's had to deal with this. Man, does that get daunting at some time?
Well, unfortunately, we, you know, we're in this club where we have experience in handling the aftermath of a mass tragedy. So about 5 weeks ago, I woke up on a Monday morning and I had a text message that said, do you have Mayor Goodman's number? And I'm thinking, why do I need Mayor Goodman's number? So I turn on the TV and I see what's transpired in Las Vegas. So I called her. She's a friend of mine from U.S. Conference of Mayors. And that would have been 6:30 my time, so 4:30 her time, and I didn't really anticipate she would pick up the phone, but she did on the second ring, and I said, Carolyn, we've been through this. Our thoughts and prayers are with you, but if there's any way that we can support you and lend our expertise. And I immediately thought of the Victims Assistance Center, because that's something, okay, you're ready on the police activity and getting people to the hospital, but that setting up and caring for the victims and the family reunification is not something you really train and think about.
Yeah.
And we made a mistake the very first day. We set it up in one of our community centers, and the press had access to people walking from their cars in and were hounding the families and the victims. So the second day, we took it over to Camping World Stadium so that they could drive into a secure perimeter and then access the services without being hounded by the press. So I told her about that and said, as you think about setting this up, make sure you think about the families and how you're going to take care of them. And also, by the way, if you want, we had to do this. I'll send people out. So we sent the two people that are employees of the city that ran the Victims Assistance Center to Vegas, and they were there for about 8 days and helped them set up their operations. And we also talked to them about their fund that they were establishing and interacted with the CFO and their CAO and everything you can think of.
When we had Pulse, was there a mayor of another place that called you that gave you some advice? Did you have that?
You know, I got about 300 emails and messages and voicemails, and it was hard to return many, but the one that I did return was Rudy Giuliani.
Because you had to. Right, well, that's awesome.
And if there was anybody that at that point, because you think about it, there have been so many things that have happened since Pulse, but between 9/11 and Pulse, there weren't as many, and there weren't any large scale type of things. Now it just seems like every other week there's something happening. So the other cool thing for me is I got to speak at the U.S. Conference of Mayors 2 weeks after Pulse. I wasn't going to go, and they asked me to come speak to all the mayors, and it gave me an opportunity to thank everybody. And they're all coming up with their screensavers saying, oh, here's lighting up the bridge over the Mississippi River for Orlando. Here's our city hall lit up, and almost everybody had a picture of something that they had done as a vigil for Pulse.
Oh, that's awesome.
Remember seeing that everywhere Paris and London and Sydney. So we feel an obligation. The world came to our support.
Certainly,
we feel an obligation in any way that we can to help. And I reached out also to the judge. They call the county highest elected official in Texas is called the judge instead of a mayor.
Really? That's funny.
Well, it goes back to Western days, right?
Texas is funny like that. So, they got a whole bunch of
Texas
crazy
is
roles.
Awesome. And don't mess with Texas.
I spoke with him the week of that event as well. And now we're dealing with the influx of Puerto Rican residents.
Yep. Right.
And so we turn to that, and that's a tricky situation too.
And I know you're here to talk to us about that today. Obviously, after the hurricanes, I mean, we had a lot of problems right here in Central Florida, and then also, you know, our friends in Puerto Rico. Matter of fact, our producer, I mean, his family, he still has family that lives in Puerto Rico, which you know directed him, affected him directly. What's happening with that situation now?
Well, we set up in conjunction with the state and the airport a disaster relief center at Orlando International. And that was operational for, I guess, about 5 or 6 weeks. And we actually served 20,000 people that came through. So we modeled it after the Family Assistance Center that we did for Pulse. We brought all the agencies in so that individuals that were coming there could access multiple different things. And they needed things like driver's licenses or ID cards, because if they lost everything when they came over. So we actually had 3 mobile driver's license vans that were out there helping with that.
Can you bring one to my house next time I need my
And we had opportunities to figure out how to get a job here, links and the school district, how to get your kids enrolled, and about every type of service. And we've had something called OLA, the Hispanic Office of Local Assistance, in Orlando for about 10 years now. And the idea is you can go there and it's a one-stop shop. We don't provide the services, but we can connect you with the services. So we have roughly 100 partners there.
Mayor Dyer, is that an issue that you thought you would have to deal with in your tenure? Or is that something that came up like, oh my gosh, I didn't think I'd have to deal with, you know, half the, you know, the island of Puerto Rico coming here. Like, was that something you expected you may have to deal with one day? Or is that something that you like, well, okay, I got to do this on the fly?
You know, you think of different things, but I don't think anybody anticipated a mass scale evacuation of the sort we're seeing here, where it's not tens of thousands, it's hundreds of thousands of people. And we do a lot of training for natural disasters, and some of them relate to not us being hit by a hurricane, but having the evacuation. But the ones we've done in the past are hurricane hits South Florida and they come for 2 or 3 days, right? Or like Irma was coming through, we get people coming from the East Coast or the West Coast, and you handle that over the course of time and they go back. This is much different because the island is without power, 80% of the island, right. And it's going to be like that for a long period of time. So we don't know when the people that have evacuated here or other places in Florida are going to be able to go home.
Did you speak with Houston as to when Katrina happened and they had an influx of Louisiana residents going there?
The lesson we took from Houston is a lot of the people from Katrina never went home.
Never went home, exactly.
They were never able to go home.
Yeah, yeah.
Mayor Dyer, this sounds great, and all this is wonderful, but I just need to know, is I-4 going to be done by Christmas? Because Christ almighty.
Yeah, I think it will be, but it's Christmas 2024.
So tell us, honestly, tell us about making and pulling the trigger on a construction job that may be the biggest we've seen in Orange County in, what, 50 years? Maybe more?
Yeah, and fortunately, that's not under our control. We try to do the best we can in coordinating with them in terms of road closures, because the biggest thing for us is operating our venues, the Camping World Stadium, the Amway Center, and the Performing Arts Center. When Huey closes or some of the other exits, every week you're having to come up with a transportation routing plan. But the work and the progress they're doing
is pretty amazing, actually.
It's incredible. They spend, or they do, $1 million worth of work every single day.
Wow.
And the sequencing and the coordination to me is just amazing. Now, you have to be alert because I think the exits that I use change position.
So you're as frustrated as we are.
Oh, well, think about this. If you remember, the first two that closed were the Ivanhoe exit and the on-ramp at
Kaylee.
At South Street.
South Street, yeah.
If you live in College Park, and you go to City Hall, what two exits and entrance do you use? Those were mine.
It is crazy how quickly you get used to, because they took down all those trees, like lining up the lakes right there, Lake Ivanhoe, I believe. And I was like, oh, they're all gone now. But now I'm used to seeing this like crazy overpass coming. It's unbelievable what they've been doing.
Well, and I saw all the renderings and the maps and the schematics and everything. But once you see how wide that actually is,
that's nice.
And the thing that has been most noticeable to me is the interchange at the east-west. They already have the pilings all the way up. And it's like, wow, that is really high.
It's like a game, Mayor Dyer. I swear to God, I just actually sent a tweet out a couple months ago saying, you know what? Just when you thought you knew when I-4 Ultimate was going a certain place, they start driving pylons in a lake. You don't have any idea where it's going, but the renderings are online, and they're amazing.
And the other one is, wow, that's like 6 inches from the Geico garage.
Mayor Dyer, I was, and I'm going to ask probably what might sound like stupid questions, but I was just in Nashville, okay? And now, is Nashville smaller than Orlando? It looks like it is. It seems like it is, but I could be wrong.
I don't know, and I don't know what they consider their metro area.
I see, okay.
Yeah, so the city of Nashville, we're about 280. The county is about 1.4, and what we would call our metro is a little over 3 million.
Yeah, Nashville's bigger than us.
It is bigger than us. Okay, so I was there, and of course, they've got the Titans, and everybody's Tennessee Titans. And I'm like, man, I'm sure you've thought about bringing an NFL team to Orlando, but do you even think it would work with the size of the city? And because there's so many, we have sports teams, and that kind of splits the pie a lot. Is that something you've ever thought about?
Pretty much every day. But,
That's what I thought.
You know, we've become the soccer capital of the Southeast United States. So I wouldn't have envisioned that 10 years ago when Phil came here and pitched me on soccer. It's like, okay, I think this could work. But I had no idea what the...
And it's taking fire. I mean, it's
my gosh. I mean, crazy. the game day atmosphere at the soccer stadium and the soccer specific stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's as good as SEC football on a great game day. And think if we were winning.
Right. Oh my God.
That would be crazy.
You know, Mayor Dyer, I wanted to ask you, you know, you've accomplished quite a bit. I mean, it's been pretty public, you know, what you've come, you know, DPAC and the stadium renovation, the new soccer stadium. You know, if you look back on your career, even from right now, what do you think is like one of your major accomplishments that you're the most proud of when you sit back?
Being a consensus builder and bringing people together to collaborate and partner on all the big things, whether it was Sunrail, Medical City, Creative Village, the three venues you mentioned, bringing MLS here, they are all because as a community, we're willing to work together and put aside jurisdictional differences and partisan differences. And that doesn't happen all over the country. People take that for granted, that doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat here. Doesn't matter whether you're in the county government or the city government. We all have the same vision and same goals. And a really good example of that, you know, Flavio ended up self-funding the soccer stadium, but the original deal was a private-public partnership, and we never got the state to the table on their piece of it. But as part of that, so the city was going to own the stadium and the team was going to be a tenant, but Orange County, Seminole County, and Osceola County were all participating in the funding for a building that was going to be owned by the city. I would challenge you to find a project anywhere in this country that had three counties willing to fund a building that was going to be owned by the
city. Because there's a political situation in every county, I would think. Do you think people understand your role as a person who is the conduit for business leaders that want to come to Orlando? Or do they think it's basically just all political?
It probably varies from the person. But the other thing we have is, we have a business community that's integrated and supportive of the civic things that we do. When we were trying to do the community venues, think about how the tourism community stepped up, because about half of the funding that built the Performing Arts Center, the Citrus Bowl, and the Amway Center came from tourist development tax. Yep. And we are great beneficiaries. There's nowhere in the country that has the type of tourist development tax that we have. We're up at $260 million
wow.
a year.
Yeah.
So, but
it's like a WrestleMania and a half.
And a lot of other tourism communities, though, just put their arms around that money and hold on to
right.
it. Our guys were willing to invest in downtown and venues that benefited everybody.
I have a question that might be a bit of an embarrassing question, but
don't
let it be.
Well, I mean, is it my question?
Is it true that you applied for a job that Savannah actually got at Gatorland?
I'm guessing that if Savannah worked at Gatorland, she did not get the job that they offered me.
I work there now.
You work there now?
I work there now, but that's after applying for 7 years, right? And getting turned down. So tell us about your experience.
So when I was in college, I guess it was between freshman and sophomore year, I was good friends with the Godwin Gentry family that
right?
I owned Gatorland. So I grew up in Kissimmee, and Gatorland's right on the north boundary of Kissimmee in Orange County. I had a job that summer working at, wait for it, Circus World.
Oh, yeah.
What was Circus World?
Oh, Circus World is basically, they had the tents that you could do the trapeze, they made the clown face
what?
Thing. It was awesome.
And they had an arcade area and they had the video game place.
It prepared her for politics.
I was working four 10-hour days there. I was basically the pinball mechanic and took care of the games area.
Awesome.
So I was over at the Gentry's house, and Mr. Gentry said, hey, if you're only working 4 days a week, I can put you to work the other 3 days. And I was lower middle class, so I could use some money every
right?
summer. So I said, well, what would I be doing? He said, well, you know, the lagoons out front where the gators are, there's hyacinths in them, and we need to pull those out. And so okay.
And well, you're like, who's going to do that?
Where do you put the gate? You move the gators from one to... No. You'll be in this rowboat, and you just scoop them out. It's like, I don't think so. I bet you in about 20 years, Savannah will come along.
And you know what? And that's what I get to do.
But look, I have 10 fingers and two arms, so I was not doing that job.
Mayor Buddy Dyer, we appreciate you coming by. Yeah, thank you so much. I think you did an incredible job, and we're always pleased to have you come by.
We're proud of you, man. Proud of you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You make Orlando proud. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a little break in a couple minutes. It's your opportunity to win $1,000. So listen for that keyword. Text that keyword, and you very well could be a big winner. And then also, too, when we come back, we got a YouTube star that's going to be in here. We'll do that, too. All right, you're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
Your chance to win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1. From Real. Radio.
Good luck winning that money. You got all day long to try to win that $1,000. I want to remind you that tonight at 8 o'clock, it's Primetime Kitchen with Dirty Jim. And then at you get a special interview tonight, right, Dirty Jim? With,
yeah, David Ramirez. He was the 2009 pastry chef of the entire country. So he's on the show today, and we talk about cool stuff like that. He's got his own chocolate company, and we talk about what you can do to make your Thanksgiving dinner better.
Very nice. And then at from 10 till midnight, Angels, what the hell is Angel listening to? On your way to party tonight, you want to listen to Angel on the way out there. Red Dog Pub this weekend, you want to have a great time there. So, and Savannah has brought a guest in, which is very, very cool. I am fascinated with the amount of people that have fame and popularity on YouTube, and how do you, I mean, it's one of those things that it's almost hard to explain, but our guest today has a YouTube channel that is amazing, and it's Brian Barchek. How you doing, Brian?
I am doing fantastic. How are you?
I am wonderful. I got to see some of your channel the other day, and because Savannah showed it to me, and okay, are you surprised, like, when did you first start realizing that, look, I'm starting to get people watch this thing, like, how did it start?
You know, I tell you what, it's still kind of surreal, to be honest with you. I think, like, you know, what you could possibly do. I'm like, hey, I'm a guy with a ponytail, a camera, and a YouTube channel. Can I visit the president? You know, and it's amazing how much you can do. You know, so I don't know if it's even set in now, to be totally honest with you. You know, you see numbers.
When did you start?
Well, I started like 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
But a year ago, I started daily vlogging. So I've got like 440 days in a row. So that gives you an idea. Wow. The last day off I had was 440 days ago. So that's probably the most crazy part.
And for you, do you think that is part of the key is the consistency like that? Do something every day?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't want to get into a YouTube dissertation here, but the fact is there's, three C's in YouTube. It's content, consistency, and collaboration, mm-hmm. right? And those things are really important. So if you do those things and you work really hard and you're crazy, mm-hmm. you know, people like to watch.
To mention, Brian's been all around the whole entire world, working with venomous reptiles, working with big crocodiles, Komodo dragons, which I've never seen with my own two eyes, and all kinds of different snakes. Yeah. And your television show, you had a television show for a while.
Yeah, we had, we've done several things, but Venom Hunters on Discovery Channel.
I remember Venom Hunters.
I was the guy running around Australia catching the most deadly animals. Yeah. You know, I'd woke up every morning and be like, what am I doing today? Oh, I'm playing with today.
Was there a giant bald guy with tattoos on there too, as well?
Cool. Exactly. There was like five or six of us, and but they put me on like the worst assignment. Like, let's go and catch the stuff that will kill you. And I was like, yeah, it sounds like fun.
Yeah, tape it.
Let's do it. As long as the camera's rolling. Yeah. There's this thing that you know, all animal people say is like, if you're filming it, if you're gonna get killed, at least put it on YouTube.
Exactly. Camera, right?
Yeah,
now, do you feel pressure with your YouTube channel? Do you feel pressure to do like more risky things to get more people to watch?
Well, you know, I call it camera balls. And you know, I mean, honestly, you know, when it comes to animals, no, I don't care if the camera's rolling or not. I love it, you know, right? But like tonight, Savannah's trying to get me to go zip lining. I would never go zip line. You'll throw me in with a tiger, throw me in with a huge crocodile. I'm like, yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Zip line, no way. I'm not interested. But you know, those cameras go on. You're like, all right, I'm going to zip line.
You'll do it. You'll do it for the camera.
Because you get shamed into not doing it. Yeah. That's what happened to me when I went with Blogging Molly. I cried, but then I got shamed into doing it.
Yeah. So, no, how many subscribers do you have?
Combined 1.5 million.
Wow. That's incredible.
That watch every single thing he does.
Yeah.
And even if he goes to the bathroom.
No, I did shower once outside, though. I swear to gosh, it was an outside shower in Bali. And I was like, this is so cool. I got to vlog it. And I did.
Let me ask you this. You know, my wife is a YouTuber. I am Megan Navarro. Check that out if you can. Her day is filled with editing, shooting, writing. What is your workflow? Because I think that's something that a lot of people who are interested in getting YouTube, you can't have a life. If you are blogging every day, how do you do it and yet still have a life?
You know, well, there's a couple things. Number one, editing is, I do all my own edits because I feel like, you know, I'm the best person to tell the story, right? You know, so I spend, 2 to 4 hours every day in the edit room.
Okay, every day.
That's every day in front of a computer. And I love it. I love telling the story. You know, I think that's what, you know, you can film lots of stuff, but you tell the story in the edit room, right? Mm-hmm. But the fact is that, you know, when people ask me, like, what do you do for a living? I always say, I find fun.
Yeah.
Because my job is to every day find fun because people want want to watch people that are having fun. Whether you're playing with the deadly snake or you're doing a zip line or you're doing whatever, it's, you know, no one wants to watch boring stuff. Yeah. So yes. I want to have something fun every day. And but yeah, the workflow's tough. I mean, I put, you know, I'm an 18-hour a day guy.
I figured. You know, you have kids and family.
I do have.
Can I ask a question to my friend?
No, I'm sorry, Savannah. You're not. No,
he was answering that one.
So yesterday we went out and filmed a thing, and we got hit. We got hit by a cobra, right? A cobra struck the camera while I was holding it yesterday.
Yeah, actually, tomorrow's vlog, so everyone subscribe, tomorrow's vlog has got Savannah literally falling on her butt. Have a cobra. She was my camera.
Cobra?
She was my camera person.
No, God save the cobra.
She's my camera person, and she's like literally kneeling down, and we were messing with the cobra, and the cobra bit the camera.
Damn, really?
Was holding, right where my finger was.
Yeah. So,
not even hidden.
How do people I mean, your name is difficult to spell.
Yeah,
your last name.
I love it.
It's Brian Barczyk. How is it that people find your YouTube channel? I mean, I would think you would have an easier name or something.
You know, I took this from a really, really successful vlogger, Casey Neistat, right? I mean, he has a very unusual name and he has like 8 million subscribers and he really paved a new way for vloggers on YouTube. And I thought to myself, because my other channel was Snakebites TV, right?
Which you would think was easier to find.
And I thought when I started vlogging, I'm like, I'm going to make it my name. And I'm just going to say, and the truth is, if you go to YouTube and literally punch in Brian B, my name pops up.
Right.
I think the harder part is to pronounce the name, right? It's because it's, you know, C-Z-Y-K, and it's just...
C-Z.
Yeah. There's like, no vowels in that name. But it's just Barczyk. But I think that, you know, YouTube is just really a search engine for videos, right? I mean, that's all it is.
Everything.
So you want to make sure that you have, like, the best possible search engine optimization for their algorithm, which is just, you know, great content, great title, great description, great tags, all that type of stuff. It's always that clickbait without lying, right?
Do YouTube people, like, all get together and have parties and, like,
snobs and be like, television is so last year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, ironically enough, that's probably one of the biggest things for me is that I'm really good friends with a lot of huge YouTubers, you know, and I think it is a group of people, you know, we all are kind of friendly to one another. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. There's a few big guys that are complete jerks.
Sure,
But most of them, you know, listen, you give an 18-year-old kid, you know, $1 million a month and he might have a little bit of an issue, but most of the people are great. We are a great community. And we have a lot of events that we all get together, and I'm in LA more than I'm anywhere hanging with guys. So yeah.
So when you have 1.5 million subscribers and you monetize that, I mean, you're not going to tell us exact numbers, but I mean, it's probably pretty good money, right?
Yeah. So I mean, you know, for you math people out there, basically you're getting about 2 to 2.5 cents per click, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that's about what you get. We do about 20 million clicks per month. So if you add 20 million times 2.5, you can do the
math
like by yourself.
4 million?
Yes, Savannah, it's 4 million. Yeah. No, it's, certainly I know there is a like 6-year-old kid named Ryan. He does like toy reviews. Yeah. He's literally.
Oh, the toy reviews are huge.
Yeah, he's literally making like $1.2 million a month.
Are you kidding me?
6 years old.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
No. Yeah.
And that's just the CPM from YouTube. That's not brand deals. That's not sponsored deals. Yeah. That's just the CPM.
And I've talked to people who work out at Universal, and they say that, you know, a YouTube star will show up, and people are going crazy. Yeah. For this YouTube star I've never heard of, but it doesn't matter if I've ever heard of them before. Right. You know, they've got followers, they've got people who love them. And I'm sure you, I mean, have you ever been recognized in an airport or out in a...
Every single place we go. Even
really?
Like, he was at Gatorland on Wednesday, and no one knows he's in town right now. They do now, and if they want to come to Gatorland and see him today, they can. But
how many times can you hear, hey, this is a guy from White Lion?
No. So we're just walking around Gatorland, and people just start coming up, and they're like, oh my gosh, you're here. We love your videos. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you're here. Like, and then we have to wait until he's done with the conversation. And then we move on a little bit, and then the word starts to spread. So by the time we're done at Gatorland, like there's a gigantic crowd of people.
And then they confuse me for Kate Upton, and it's like, oh my God.
And that always.
Yeah.
And there's Brett Michaels.
So how long have you been dealing with that type of fame?
You know, I mean, it's been several years, but the last 12 months since the Daily Vlog, it really changes. Because what happens is that, you know, Daily Vloggers, you know, it's just people start buying into your life. and the demographics change. Like, I used to be 80% male. Now I'm 50-50. Wow. Lots. It's just a completely different world. Not to mention.
Why do you think it changed? What got the ladies
congratulations
watching?
Congratulations on your transition, by the way.
What'd you do?
It's all that working out, I guess. No, it really, to be honest, it's about my wife and my kids and stuff like that. You know, it's more of a family thing.
So when you put that part in, it gets more.
People are like, oh, man, you know. Because when you're just, listen, no one can relate to a guy that's like, let's play with the King Cobra. You know, people might watch and go, wow, that's really cool, but they can't relate to it, you know?
Yeah, right.
You bring my wife and my kids in, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, he's just a normal guy that does some crazy stuff. And then, I talk to Savannah all the time about, you know, content grabs people. So it's like, holy cow, that guy's going to do something crazy. But characters keep people, right?
Yep.
You know what I mean? So people want to watch. Now, like Savannah said, people will watch do anything. We go out to dinner. We, you know, do whatever. And listen, I have a lot of big YouTuber friends. I'll be out with Logan Paul here in a couple weeks out in L.A., And that dude is like ridiculous,
he's like,
man.
He's like the rock star of all YouTube.
Yeah, what's
like
his name?
Super
Logan
good
Paul?
Looking.
Yeah, what does he do?
Well, he's a daily vlogger, does crazy stuff every single day. And literally, I'm not kidding you, like, he will shut New York City down when he goes to New York City.
Really?
Literally, like, the police have to shut streets down.
Yep.
Thousands and thousands of people will show up.
Him and his brother.
Him and his brother. I mean, if he goes like, hey, I've got a meetup. Literally shut the streets down.
That's crazy. Did you ever think that YouTube would be where you would make your success?
No way, man. I mean, when I started YouTubing, YouTube was like 6 months old, and it was like cute cat videos, right? You know,
right.
And it's like, we said, let's do this as practice for TV, you know? Now I turn TV gigs down all the time. You know, I get a call, and I'm like, why would I want to do TV?
What did you do before YouTube?
I still work with reptiles for a living.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Okay.
Well, that's not my living anymore, but it's one of my careers,
Is that the main focus of your YouTube, or do you turned it into just me?
I think it's, you know, certainly it's still, I've got that home base where I've got, you know, thousands of reptiles.
Yeah.
You know, that's still my home base, but now it's about my family and traveling and doing awesome stuff.
Logan Paul has 13.5 million subscribers.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And he regularly gets 4 to 7 million views on every video. One of them was just showing everybody he'd just spent $3 million on a watch.
So, Carlos, if a TV show has 13 million people watching it, that's a huge success,
right? It's a massive primetime juggernaut.
Well, he's also been on Law & Order SVU. He's been on all kinds of television shows and
Disney
movies now. Because it used to be like the YouTube people will want to be on TV. Now it's opposite. Yeah. Like if you have a television show and you can get a YouTuber to come on your television show, like you did a great thing.
Because they're going
to
promote it.
Absolutely.
Are you going to help Savannah? I mean, give her some pointers and things, you know, just.
Are you going to say something ugly right now?
What pointers would you give Savannah in order to get attention?
She needs to be more of a character, I think.
Yeah, I mean, she really needs to up her energy level is what I think.
Here's what I would do. Would you do this for me? Would you just tell her when you're talking on camera? You can talk in a lower tone of voice.
No.
You don't have to talk as as you can
she
possibly.
She only has one volume.
It's me plus one.
Louder. We know.
Yeah. It's like, I'm convinced she wakes up in the morning and is like, immediately, where's my toothbrush?
Good morning, world!
All right. Well, listen, Brian, it was a pleasure meeting you. Congratulations on all your success. And I guess you'll be with Savannah today at Gatorland?
Absolutely. Yes. If anybody wants to come out, once you get in the park, you can message me or find me. Brian's going to do a little meetup. Is that right?
Brian's going to
do a little meetup. So if you guys want to come see us, come to Gatorland.
It's Brian Barczyk, and it's B-A-R-C-Z-Y.
Z-Y.
Okay. Yeah. It's just Brian B, and you'll get it, right?
Yeah.
What time, Brian?
I don't know. What time?
When we get there, after here. That's when we're doing it.
All right. Brian, thank you for coming in.
Thanks,
appreciate
Brian.
It.
It's awesome, guys.
All right, when we come back, it's time for Angela to bring you Monster Sports. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. Remember, every hour you got a chance to win some money. You got a chance to win $1,000 all day here on Real Radio 104.1. Tomorrow, Taste of Orlando. You can see Carlos and Angel, both at Taste of Orlando. It's a Waterford Lakes Town Center. Great day tomorrow because, you know, weather's going to be perfect. They've got a kid zone, a man cave. They got all kinds of food and beverage. Entertainment's going to be great. That's tomorrow, all day, over at the, it's actually not all day. It's from 11 till 4 at the Waterford Town Center. And then tomorrow night, it'll be at the Concourse Live out in Sanford at the Sanford Airport with all kinds of, luxurious planes and boats and cars and smoking cigars and listen to a band and
premium food and drink.
Premium food and drink, all you can eat and all you can drink, and fireworks. Had me at fireworks. So it's going to be a great time. It's at the private airport hangars at the Sanford International Airport. I'll be there tomorrow. Come hang out. We'll all walk around together and check out all the fancy cars and boats and planes. If you get your tickets, to get your tickets, just go to realradio.fm, monsters.fm, and put in the keyword cigars, and then don't forget to use the promo code IH for iHeart, and you'll get a free cigar, and I'll be there tomorrow night for that, so can't wait to see you guys. Now it's time for Angel to bring you Monster Sports.
Yeah, yo.
Hell's a popping today, huh?
Really late on this, dude. You gotta do something to get better at this, okay? You're like 23 minutes behind, bro.
Monster Sports brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the NFL, and it presents Academy Sports and Outdoors Pigskin Picks. You can win cash and prizes with your weekly football picks. All you got to do is pick better than everybody else. Visit realradio.fm, keyword picks to sign up now. It's free. The player with the most correct picks each week wins a $100 Academy Sports and Outdoors gift card. End of season prizes as well. Just hit up realradio.fm, keyword picks to get in on the action. Today is an iconic day in sports broadcasting.
Why?
Today's last show of Mike and Mike.
Oh, is it really? Oh.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Mike and Mike, today is their last final broadcast, and then after Thanksgiving, it'll be Golic and Wingo.
Trey Wingo, yeah.
So where are Mike and Mike going?
They're still
going
to stay with the network. They're just having different shows. So Golic will still have
He'll have the radio morning show. Greenberg is going to television.
Yeah, so...
He was the host guy. Golic was the player/color guy.
He's funny.
I think toward the end of their career, they kind of grew apart type thing, and I think they offered Greenberg a TV deal like they did Van Pelt. Yeah. And I think he's doing a show for television, and Golic is staying on radio. And Wingo's good, by the way.
Now, are viewers upset, or they're like, okay, it's fine? I mean,
For the most part, from what I have been able to pick up on, everyone's like, okay, cool.
So
there's not really any animosity between the guys. They're both going to be still with the network indirectly,
Greenberg will just be making about 40 times more. By the way, that guy is a stone cold talent, and he deserved to tell you. I mean, they should have done this literally 5 years ago. They must have been making an ass load of money on that show.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Real quickly, just want to remind everybody, tomorrow, Orlando Magic, our guys are back in town. We got the Utah Jazz at home. I'm hosting a pre-party. I'm doing an early set at Market on Magnolia. I will be starting at 6 p.m. tomorrow.
Oh, man, you got a big day.
It's a long day.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'll be at Market on Magnolia right there, Magnolia and Church, and we'll do the pre-party for the Orlando Magic game, and I'll be there till about 10 o'clock, all right?
Very cool.
UCF men's football. This is what we classically call a trap game. Do not get caught up looking at South Florida next week. You're in Temple. You're going to be playing Temple at Temple.
Oh, you're afraid that we're not going to take Temple serious.
You overlook them, and it happens. I mean, it happens in all levels of sports where you kind of, not intentionally, but you overlook the opponent right in front of you, and then they sneak up on you. Temple has everything to gain here. This could make their season, beating one of the last remaining undefeated teams in the season. So just don't overlook it. Game is tomorrow. Number 14 UCF at Temple, and that's a 12 o'clock game. And then
Temple's not ranked, are they?
No.
Yeah, so to knock off UCF is a big deal for them.
It would make their season, dude.
Oh, okay.
So, and then hopefully if they get past that, then we'll handle next week. It'll be, as of today, is number 14 UCF versus number 23 South Florida, and that'll be next Friday. So we'll keep an eye on that. UCF men's basketball, man. This is what's going to happen to UCF. They beat Gardner-Webb on Wednesday, but it was 68-65.
But Taco is out because he's got an injured hip.
There's that.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is that they're going to play slow down ball with these guys.
In the sense that
half-court basketball.
Basically. You know what I mean? So hopefully we get Taco back for tomorrow's game because the men's basketball team plays William and Mary, and that's a 2 o'clock game. So... hopefully Taco's over the injury, and then we can get back to it. Now, one of the most important victories of this whole entire season by one of the most important NFL teams in the history of the NFL.
He's right.
The NFL
is it really a big victory?
Pittsburgh is a...
Yeah, look, they needed this kind of victory the first time this season that we've scored over 30 points. Also, the NFL wouldn't be the NFL without the Pittsburgh Steelers. professional football would not be professional football without the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Look, I want to argue with you so bad, but in the 70s and... I mean, 70s specifically, I mean, you cannot argue. One of the greatest football teams ever put on the field.
Steelers.
And you're forgetting the intangibles. One of the greatest, most iconic football commercials with Coca-Cola because of Ed Tutu. Paul Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. T. Joe Green.
Yeah, Joe Green. You messed up there. Yeah, Dallas Cowboys.
You know what? I was going to say that game's coming up, so I'm teasing the Cowboys.
Oh, okay.
So we got Steelers last night. It was 40 up against Titans. They scored 17.
Right.
That's Thursday Night Football. Now, our Florida teams, Jaguars versus Browns. That's on Sunday. That's a 1 o'clock game.
So Jags should win that.
Yeah.
Browns are stinky. Yeah,
they should win that going away.
Yeah.
And then this game that is finally being played, I'm curious how the fans feel about this, because this game should have happened earlier in the season, right, but because of Hurricane Irma, they had to postpone this game.
Oh, is this Tampa and Miami?
This is the Buccaneers versus the Dolphins.
Oh, wow. Yes.
In-state kind of rivalry.
All right. Game. So, Jimmy, what do you think? I think Bucks probably going to win that one, right?
Jameis is not back, or is it still Ryan Fitzpatrick for the Bucks? They're winning with him, so I'm asking. No, honestly. I would bet against Jameis.
No, for the Bucks?
Yeah, because Jameis has been out. He hurt his shoulder again.
They're sitting him on one more week, I think.
Yeah, so I like the Bucks then. Again, because I'm telling you, Jameis is the reason that team isn't winning right now. And it sucks to say that, but they look better with Ryan Fitzpatrick on the field, even though, you know, the minute you put him back there, you guarantee yourself at least one interception.
And it's in Miami, right?
Hold on.
I think it's in Miami.
I actually thought it was in...
You're right. Buccaneers at Miami.
At Miami, yeah. Huh, so they got home field advantage.
Yeah, that doesn't matter in Miami, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
They're terrible.
They got a fancy new stadium.
Yeah.
A Hard Rock Stadium.
I still don't like them by much. I'd say maybe, I don't know, two.
All right. Interesting little sidebar coming out of the Ric Flair ESPN 30 for 30.
Oh, mm-hmm. Boy.
Again, this is coming from TMZ Sports.
Mm.
Flair is suing Legacy Talent and Entertainment Agency, saying that it received $25,000 from First Row Films, which produced the 30 for 30. He feels that he's owed at least $12,000 of that money, and so he's filed a lawsuit against them.
Why does he think he's...
He's okay. Filing a lawsuit for $12,500.
No. Okay, so the WWE famer says that a lawyer he hired to investigate this finance discovered a $12,000 royalty advance from Jake's Fireworks. In total, Flair said that Legacy...
From Jake's Fireworks?
No, leave Jake's alone. That guy has the most high-quality fireworks.
He feels that Legacy Talent and Entertainment owes him at least $46,000 for participating in the ESPN 30 for 30.
So let me revise that. Ric Flair suing somebody for $40,000.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Here's a guy who was king of the television world for
all of
20 years of his life, and he's suing somebody for $40,000?
Jimmy, he spent it all. They said that in the documentary. He burned a hole. He'd buying everybody drinks, he'd living the lifestyle, and did not save any of it, and forgot to do one thing that we all have to do. Pay taxes.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, dude, limo riding.
Gotta give Caesars what Caesars.
Jet flying. Yeah. You know. Gators are extremely expensive.
That's right.
You can't keep them down, so you're always buying new gators.
You know what is expensive? Limo riding.
And then you're stealing a lot of kisses and girls.
Yeah.
So that's lawsuits.
And you get taxed on all that.
And all that.
Yeah, government except wants
the,
theirs.
Except the kisses.
One of the things that I would like to see change between the NBA and college basketball is the one-and-done rule. I think the one-and-done rule is hurt college basketball.
You've hated it. Now, for those that don't, I didn't know what this was until you explained it. The one and done rule.
So one
is,
and done rule is
you can play 1 year in college,
and
you're
go
so
pros.
Good, then you can go to the, and you hate that because the college teams don't get to develop. And
it's hurt college basketball in two ways. We don't pay attention to the regular season in college basketball anymore. All everyone is worried about is March Madness.
Right.
So everyone's focusing on the bracket.
And it is the NBA too, because I think the rule is what, 19 you have to be in the league.
It's the league. So. Yeah. Adam Silver is actually meeting with the NCAA and see if they can come to something that works better for both leagues.
And look at what happened this year. You had this influx of amazing rookies. This NBA season is ridiculously talented with amazing rookies. Most of them were 2 or 3 year guys. A lot of them.
No, that's not accurate.
I thought so.
If you go look at the
Fox,
he's one of the few. If you look at the top 10 guys that were drafted,
Lonzo, yes,
yeah, they're one and done guys. They're all one of those.
Well, except, half of Kentucky's team 2 years ago was like under the age of 20, right?
Go look at the guys 18? That were drafted, and this is why this is happening. A lot of these guys, they're not going to be impact players right away.
Right.
They're going to the league, and then they're sitting for three seasons. And so we as if you're a college basketball fan, you don't end up knowing who these guys are.
Right.
If you're an NBA fan of your team, you're like, who is this rookie? And it takes you forever to realize who they are. So they're trying to come to an accord or, you know, an agreement.
What do you think?
I would like guys to stay 2 years.
2 years. Yeah, at least. Good, yeah.
Just for maturity level, just for the experience of being in college.
And that's what you said about Taco, too. You told Taco he should stay.
Yeah, so. How did the NFL work it out that they go to the
NFL
junior
is 3 years. NFL is 3 years. So hopefully it'll be, they can figure something out that it helps college basketball. Because I am a fan of college basketball. The NFL, as far as their behind the doors kind of stuff, this is crazy. So Jerry Jones called an emergency meeting with the owners. And he's trying to be cool with them.
Are you trying to rally the troops, huh?
Well, he's trying to be cool with them because there's people that are just airing him out. There's a one of the owners is quoted as saying, this is coming from Robert Kraft. If you think Robert Kraft came after you hard, this, and they're saying that Jerry Jones used this terminology, Kraft is a P word compared to what I'm going to do to you. And this is him talking to Goodell and the NFL.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot
He sounds like he's losing it. I'll be dead honest with you. He sounds like he's losing it. I mean, you know, here's the thing. I mean, Jerry's got some money, but the value of the NFL is worth more than Jerry Jones.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, the contracts that they get from television are so bananas. It's not even worth talking about. And for him to believe that he can push a guy like that around, it's not like these other teams are owned by hacks. A guy with a couple Burger King franchises, for Christ's sake.
Jimmy, you think he's lived in his bubble of his millions for so long, lived in the bubble, he doesn't realize that he's over.
We've seen this.
He's more important.
No one's ever told
Donald
him no.
Sterling,
no one tells him no. Yeah.
Donald Sterling, we just saw him. I mean, a guy thought he could talk to anybody like anything. And I mean, they bounce that fool in no time.
Right.
And then we'll wrap up Monster Sports with this. Orlando City, huge, huge thank you for what you did having the friendly game with the national team from Puerto Rico. We come to find out they raised $327, $530 for Puerto Rico. Monies raised were directly going to PR with a sale of scarves like this, jerseys and whatnot. So thank you very much, Orlando City, for being able to do that. And that's Monster Sports.
Very nice. All right, now when we come back, it's time for Beer of the Week. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. Real Radio 104.1.
Yeah. Beer of the week.
This is my favorite. And Blogging Molly gets to visit us, too. Hi, Blogging Molly. Well, she's here on time for the daggone beer, the beer bit.
Well, and she's complaining about the headphones, and I'm the last person that had them on. What is in the headphones?
Nothing. They just stretched out.
There's stuff in there.
What is it? Let me see.
It's
that's my ear. Like, sometimes my ears put out a mist.
Oh, that's my ear makeup.
I got, if it's yours, it's okay.
I got Rihanna ear makeup.
That's Lobesmeg. Lobesmeg. Yeah.
Yes, Angel.
Sorry.
This looks good.
Okay, so I will.
Smells good.
All right, so first and foremost, it probably should be a little bit warmer, this beer. But with that said, because it is the season, we are hitting up seasonal beers.
Okay.
So this one comes from Harpoon. And the name of the beer is Harpoon's Winter Warmer, and it's a holiday ale. It's only available between now and January. They've been brewing this beer since 1988.
Wow.
This has been around, yeah. So this is considered like a style, is a spiced ale. Comes in at 5.9%.
This one we're drinking, has been they've been brewing it since 1988?
Yes, sir. It's incredibly popular in the New England area.
Yeah.
That's, but then obviously over time they've been able to get it out to other places, right?
I thought you meant this one was. I'm sorry.
This particular one?
That's exactly what he thought.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, man, aged beer.
Well, I appreciate it.
Stay tuned. Never make any money off of that. Where's your bottom line?
Stay tuned and I'll mumble my review.
You should have heard him mumbling about his cheesecake he was eating earlier.
Cheese Danish.
Cheese Danish. Raising hell because he thought there was the doo-doo on it.
There was some doo-doo.
You know, speaking of mumbling and stuff, last night a couple came out to see me and they said, hey, they were from Ottawa, Canada. They said, oh my God, we love your voice. We love your voice. And I said, you sound like that guy. Who's the guy? Who's the guy that had throat cancer?
Oh, God.
It was horrific. I mean, it's a broken glass. Yeah. I mean, the guy, every time I heard it, it was like I wanted to die.
But we loved him.
But
so
we
I'm
he's
sorry.
A nice
I'm
guy
sorry.
Like
I
you.
Interrupted.
Can I get
I'm
some
sorry.
Chicken fingers?
Yes. Anyway.
So this is a cinnamon and nutmeg beer.
Yes.
That's what you're smelling. That's the smell that you're getting there.
It smells good.
It should be like a rich combination of holiday spices, but a hearty malt backbone.
Now, what are holiday spices?
That's a fancy way to say nutmeg and cinnamon.
Okay. Yeah. Holiday spices. Okay.
In the morning.
Nutmeg and cinnamon in the morning.
All right. So, as we do here on the Monsters, we raise our glasses up.
Yes.
And the real gift of gratitude is that the more grateful you are, the more present you become.
Blagamali, your beer's not up. What are you doing? My goodness,
man.
Woman.
You were out daydreaming.
I was fidget spinning.
I saw you.
Stressful.
All right, have you seen these? We got Real Radio 104.1 fidget spinners.
What?
You better hook it's also a bottle opener.
Yeah. Hook a bottle opener.
You better hook a brother up.
This is awesome.
All right, cheers.
All right, cheers. Here we go. All right, here we go.
Three sip roll.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
That one gets you.
Yummy, yummy in my tummy.
Did you just turn into a child?
Nope. That's not
hot. I like it.
What about you, Amanda?
Hold on, we got to go around and... We order.
Well, I like to watch your faces and see your reactions, and Amanda looks like she's going to cry.
Before that, will we have these fidget spinners at Taste of Orlando?
Yes, we will.
We will have the first time Real Radio fidget spinners at Taste of Orlando. I have one in my hand right now. If you come up to me tomorrow and say, Frank the Bear, what was it?
I'm friends with Frank the Bear.
I'm friends with Frank the Bear. I will hand you my personal Real Radio
fidget
spinner.
That's funny. That's good.
All right. On to the beer.
Russ, what did you think of Harpoon Brewery?
Harpoon Winter Warmer. I liked
Holiday
it.
Holiday Ale.
Yeah, cinnamon and nutmeg. Tasted good. I liked it a lot.
I'm going to give my wife the old Winter Warmer tonight.
It did not have a nasty aftertaste. Went down smooth and easy. It has the word love life on the bottle. I'm into it. I give it a 9.2.
That's true. Like the bottles, all the Christmas colors on it, and everything. It's fancy.
And this is Love Life. I like that. I thought it was really good.
Jeff, what did you think of it?
Yeah, I like it. Okay. It doesn't bowl me over, but it's good. I think I got a little more nut than Meg on that one. But I give it about a seven.
But I like it because it's old. Yeah. This particular beer.
1888 they've been brewing this one.
Now, if it's cheese Danish would have been better, then you would have given it a higher grade.
It doesn't go well with Danish.
You're Danish, yeah.
A seven.
Seven. Blockster, what did you think of Harpoon's Winter Warmer?
I didn't like it.
Wow! So this is very rare that this happens. Typically, right. Russ and Blog and Molly are usually right
on. Yeah, we disagree on this one. What is it you didn't like?
I don't like it. I don't taste cinnamon. I don't taste nutmeg. I don't like it. It doesn't taste like anything.
I'll taste it for you.
Well, you should down it really fast. It tastes better when you down it.
Yeah, chug.
That's not tasting. That's swallowing.
Oh. That's what she said. I did it twice today. That's what she said.
Really?
That is beginning of the show, first segment, and last segment. Thank you.
Yeah, Jimmy said something that you said,
Yeah, first segment, right out the gate.
I had a day of that's what she said yesterday. I'm over it.
Jimmy, what'd you think of this?
Yeah, no.
Wow.
Matter of fact, I didn't even finish it. I took two sips and said, no, it's not good.
Am I a grown-up beer drinker now?
It is.
Me and Jimmy agree.
And the funny thing is although you smell the cinnamon and nutmeg through the aroma of the beer,
it smells great.
But when you get it in your mouth, that flavor does not match with it, and it finishes odd, man. I just not a fan of this at all.
I'm curious, like I said, I told you in the beginning, I'm curious as had I let it warm up just a little bit more,
right?
If that would have given it an opportunity for it to, know, what they call a blossom, the taste palate of it, whatever.
I don't know, man. That aftertaste is a little thin to me, buddy, for a spiced ale, you know?
Yeah, because I'm kind of with you, Blockster. I'll give it a 7. It's a decent enough beer, but I didn't overwhelmingly taste cinnamon or what they say, the nutmeg on it. So, but it's a seasonal beer. It's for the holidays. Like I said, if you do purchase this, let it sit at room temperature for at least an hour before you pour it and get a big sifter glass of it. But that's Harpoon's Winter Warmer Holiday Ale.
Very good.
And that's Beer of the Week.
Thank you, Angel. So, Jeff Howe, you got the Red Dog Pub this weekend.
Yes.
You play there tonight. Tomorrow it's
Shoot to Thrill. Great AC/DC band. Yes, they kill it. They'll be starting at 9 o'clock. And then Sunday we do Acoustic Sundays from 2 to 5. Red Dog Pub in Kissimmee. Great people, awesome music, and good food.
Jimmy, tonight at 8 o'clock on Primetime Kitchen.
That's right. We're going to replay it Sunday morning at 8 as well. And if you don't mind, visit Primetime Kitchen's Facebook page and PTKRadio.com.
Blog of Molly, you're going to be with me tomorrow night at the Concourse Live, correct?
Yes.
That's awesome. That's tomorrow night. Okay, what do people got to do? If they want to get their tickets, they just go to realradio.fm.
Yep, and use the word cigars to buy the tickets, and then when you buy the tickets you use the code IH,
and then that way you're going to get a free cigar, and there's going to be like luxury cars out there, luxury boats,
fancy jets,
planes and jets, and then a band's going to be performing live, and fireworks at night,
and unlimited drinks and food. It's all included in your ticket.
Oh my god, that's premium. Awesome. All right, I'm down with that. That's going to be tomorrow night, and that's going to be out in Sanford at the the private airport hangars at the Sanford International Airport.
You can't miss him.
And then Angel and Carlos are going to be out at the Taste of Orlando. Angel will be there starting at 11 o'clock. Carlos gets there at 2. And all kinds of cool stuff out there. What are you looking forward to the most, fellas?
The food, the little family fun zone. You got the different shops.
The man cave. I want to see the man cave. While you're doing all that, you can slide in there and check up any football scores that you got going on.
So in the man cave, they'll have football.
College football food. Day. Yeah, Taste of Orlando. Check me out. And I'll probably be posting stuff on To The Top Carlos. Carlos on Twitter and Instagram.
And then Savannah, our guest that was in today.
You're Brian Bartek, and I will be at Gatorland around 2:30 today, 3 o'clock. If you want to come out there and do a meetup, let me know once you get in the park. Brian would love to meet you. I would love to meet you, too. But he's a way bigger star than I am.
So. I would like to thank Mayor Buddy Dyer for coming in today. Yeah, that was great. Nice. Great show today. And
John Morgan.
Yeah, John Morgan. That was awesome.
Comedian.
So, listen... what else we got? Anything? Everybody else good? All right. Stay tuned for the News Junkie right after the Monsters. At 3 o'clock, it's the one and only Jim Phillips and the Phillips File. Tom and Dan are on after that. And then you got Dirty Jim with Primetime Kitchen. And you got Angel with what the hell is Angel listening to? So all that's happening. We'll be back on Monday to do our thing. From Angel, Dirty Jim, Jeff Howe, Blogging Molly, Savannah, and Carlos Navarro.
And the leader of this mess, Samari Man, Russ Dookie Danish Rollins.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We ain't got to go home.
We got to get the hell up out of here.
Swirl.
chance to win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1.